I'm gonna go ahead. Zoe, are you ready?
Yep.
Everyone, and welcome to the Senate Committee on Rules and Executive Appointments. I am the chair of the committee, Diane Rosenbaum, and with me is Senator Bruce Starr. We are going to be convening for the moment as a subcommittee since we don't have a quorum, but we are going to start because we do have about 80-some people to hear from, including you good folks, and I'll just tell everybody how we operate here so that you'll know. We will ask you to come up either individually or as a group if there's more than one person for the same board or commission. We'll ask you to tell us very briefly your name, why you want to serve on this board or commission or as an executive director, and then if there are any questions from the members, we will ask you questions. Usually there aren't a lot, and then we will be moving on to the next position. We won't be acting on your particular appointment until the end of the hearing, and then we'll do usually one great big motion that'll cover all of these appointments, and we move them to the full Senate with a do confirm recommendation, and that will be taken care of when we meet as the full Senate on Wednesday. So I want to thank you in advance for being brief and to the point, but also thank you even more for stepping up and putting your busy lives on hold to take on these very important, mostly volunteer positions. Our state really depends on you. Okay, so without further ado, I will open. Can I open a public hearing?
Yes, ma'am.
I will open a public hearing for each new appointment today, and I will start by opening a public hearing on the appointment of Kelly Solberg to the Board of Medical Imaging. I believe Kelly is on the phone. Hi, is this Kelly Solberg?
Yes, it is.
Good afternoon, Kelly. This is Senator Diane Rosenbaum, Chair of the Senate Committee on Rules and Executive Appointments. I'm sitting here in our hearing room in the Capitol with our Vice Chair, Senator Ted Ferrioli, and another of our members, Senator Bruce Starr. We've just opened a public hearing on your appointment to the Board of Medical Imaging, and we'd like to hear from you very briefly about who you are. Just start by saying your name and a little bit about why you want to serve on the Board of Medical Imaging.
Okay, great. Good afternoon, Chair Rosenbaum, and good afternoon, Senators. As you know, my name is Kelly Solberg, and I'm being nominated to serve on the Board of Oregon Board of Medical Imaging. I had the privilege of being nominated and appointed in 2013 as a public member for the board, and I just want to say a quick thank you for that. That was a great opportunity, and I'm very appreciative of it. I'm a former graduate of the University of Oregon and most recently a graduate of the Lynn Benton Diagnostic Imaging Program. So my hope today is to continue to serve on the board, but is now a licensed member rather than a public member. I've only served on the board for a very short time, but the amount I have learned is just beyond what I could have imagined. I really just hope to join this board to help give back to the community and get involved on a deeper level with my profession. But this last year has really taught me a lot about how I can better myself in the profession and how to work as a team to improve both the community and my profession. So today, I just really appreciate your time and consideration and my nomination today, and I would really hope to continue to serve on the board.
Great. Well, thank you very much for your willingness to serve. Do we have any questions for Ms. Solberg? Okay, I don't see any questions for you, Kelly, so we will thank you for stepping up and continuing on, and we will be acting on your appointment at the close of our hearing today. Thanks again for joining us.
Thank you very much, and have a great day.
Bye-bye. And I'll close the public hearing, and next I'll open a public hearing on the appointment of Iris Sexton to the Oregon State Hospital Advisory Board. And she is also going to be joining us by telephone. And after we've heard from her, the next person we'll hear from is Thomas Beiler, so you can be ready next. Okay, let's get Iris Sexton. Hello, is this Iris Sexton?
Yes, hi, this is Iris Sexton.
Hi, this is Senator Hi, this is Senator Dianne Rosenbaum, Chair of the Senate Committee on Rules and Executive Appointments. And here at the Capitol with me is the Vice Chair of our committee, Senator Ted Ferrioli, as well as Senator Bruce Starr. And I've just opened a public hearing on your appointment to the Oregon State Hospital Advisory Board. So I understand you're in Greece and all the way, halfway around the world. So we really, I don't know what time of day it is there. I'm thinking it might be the middle of the night or something. But
Wait.
Ah, okay.
Yes,
so thank you, though, for accommodating our schedule. We would love to hear a little bit, just very briefly, about your background and why you want to serve on the State Hospital Advisory Board.
Absolutely. Good afternoon to you folks, and thank you so much, too, for allowing the phone call. So my name is Ira Sexton, and I'm being appointed to the Oregon State Hospital Advisory Board. I'm honored by this opportunity because mental health has been my passion and my career focus. You know, my experience has allowed me to engage in direct services with both children and adults in the past, and now I'm providing administrative oversight for the delivery of care in the community mental health system. And so I see serving on this board as a way to combine my experience and also with my personal interest in organizational systems and hopefully improving mental health care for the residents of our state.
Great. Okay. And I'm not sure I caught what your background is that you referred to.
Absolutely. Yeah. So I was I started out providing residential care and mental health treatment to children and youth, and then moved on after I got my graduate degree and was providing direct social work services on an inpatient psychiatric unit at a local hospital. And now I'm working at the county mental health level, but in the administrative role of overseeing delivery of services to folks with Medicaid and uninsured folks.
Great. Okay. Well, thank you very much for your willingness to serve and also for calling from many time zones away. Do we have any questions for Ms. Sexton? Okay, I don't see any questions for you, Iris, so we'll let you go back to enjoying Greece, and we'll be acting on your appointment at the close of today's hearing. Thanks again.
Thank you very much. Have a good afternoon.
You too. Okay, I'll close the public hearing, and next I'm opening a public hearing on the appointment of Thomas Beiler as the director of the Department of Water Resources, and after we've heard from him, we'll be calling Meta Loftsgarden. Good afternoon. Welcome to the Senate Rules Committee.
Well, good afternoon, Chair Rosenbaum, members of the committee. For the record, my name is Tom Beiler. I'm the executive director of the Oregon Watershed Enhancement Board, and it's a great honor and pleasure to be considered for the director position at the Oregon Water Resources Department. My interest in this position stems from both personal and professional interest. Having been born and raised in Northeast Oregon, I have a deep appreciation for the value of water and the use of water in the driest parts of the state. From a professional standpoint, I began my experience in water policy issues in 1995 when I was a legislative assistant for then Representative Chuck Norris, who chaired the House Water Policy Committee. And I've had the opportunity to work in the director's office as a policy person for the Water Resources Department, as well as a policy advisor for Governor Kulongoski and Governor Kitzhaber before working at OWEB. That cumulative experience has given me a sober understanding of the issues at play with water policy, but also a great enthusiasm to work with communities around the state to try to deal with both near-term and long-term water issues. With that, I'd be happy to take any questions.
Great. Well, thank you for your service thus far and for stepping up on this important position. Do we have any questions for Tom Beiler? Okay. I don't see any questions for you, so we will be acting on your appointment later at the close of today's hearing. Thanks again.
Thank you.
I'll close the public hearing, and next I'm opening a public hearing on the appointment of Meta Loftsgarden as the Executive Director of the Oregon Watershed Enhancement Board, and while she's coming forward, we'll next be hearing from Dwight Holton. Good afternoon. Welcome to the Senate Rules Committee.
Thank you, Chair Rosenbaum. Members of the committee, for the record, Meta Loftsgarden. I am currently the Deputy Director with the Oregon Watershed Enhancement Board, and I'm pleased to be the nominee for the OWEB Director. OWEB's mission is to restore and protect native fish and wildlife habitat and while supporting strong economies and healthy communities. I understand that you've received my background information, but I just wanted to highlight a few aspects of my background that really fit well with my personal passion for that mission, as well as my job experience. I have a strong background working in rural economic development and value-added agriculture, stemming from time that I worked in Montana. I also spent time working for the Stock Growers Association, which is the equivalent of the Oregon Cattlemen's Association here, and then shifted my work to the Natural Resources Conservation Service and now with OWEB. The combination of those two brings me a strong amount of experience with working lands, conservation, and agriculture. I'm excited for the opportunity to work with this position and with this granting agency that does the same combination in its mission that I have in my personal background. With that, I'd be happy to answer any questions you have about my experience or the agency.
Great. Well, thank you. Sorry for mispronouncing Meta.
There's no way to look at it and pronounce it right.
But what we do have here, and people don't always see it, is our excellent staff writes phonetic pronunciations for me, and I don't always read them correctly. So, but thank you very much for bringing your background to this important position. Do we have any questions for Ms. Lofsgarden? Okay. I do not see any questions for you.
Thank you.
So thanks again. I'll close the public hearing and open a public hearing on the appointment of Dwight Holton to the Alcohol and Drug Policy Commission. And after we hear from him, we'll be hearing from Musag Alal, so you can be on board. Welcome to the Rules Committee.
Thank you, Madam Chairman, or as you're known in our household, our Senator, Senator Crayola. And Senator Starr, thank you. My name is Dwight Holton, and I'm being considered for appointment to the Alcohol and Drug Policy Commission. I spent most of my career as a lawyer, as a prosecutor, and in that time, most recently as United States Attorney for Oregon, participated in hundreds and hundreds of cases that sent people to prison, and almost nearly every single one of those cases, if you look back, whether it was a white-collar case or a drug case or a violence case, nearly every single one of those cases began years before with substance abuse and or mental health crisis. That has led me now in my career to take the role of executive director of Lines for Life, an organization which works on suicide and substance abuse prevention. It's a great organization that helps go back earlier in that story, and that's what I'd like to do with the Drug and Alcohol Policy, with the Alcohol and Drug Policy Commission. The work there couldn't be more important. It's integrated with everything we do in education, with corrections, with keeping people out of the criminal justice system and preventing the victimization that leads people there in the first place. And for that reason, I'd be honored to be considered.
Great. Well, thank you very much for the work that you're doing at Lines for Life and for stepping up to this important volunteer position. Do we have any questions for Mr. Holton? Okay, it looks like you answered all our questions.
Thank you very much, Senator Rosenbaum. I will say before I go, I'm honored to be followed by Musi Alol, the next nominee. Mr. Alol and I were close partners on the efforts I undertook as United States Attorney to equip and empower folks in the Muslim community and improve relations with that community and law enforcement. And so I'm honored to be followed by Musi.
Well, thanks for that warm-up.
Thank you.
I'll close this public hearing, and next I'll open a public hearing on the appointment of Musi Alol to the Oregon Commission on Black Affairs. If you'd like to come forward, and after we hear from him, I'll be calling Drew Aldrich and Scott McCallum so they can be getting ready. Welcome, good afternoon. Welcome to the Senate Rules Committee.
Thank you, Senator Rosenbaum. Thank you, Senator Starr, Chair, and Senator Starr and Senator Ferrioli for having me here. I've been
And if you could just say your name again, so.
I apologize. My name is Musi Alol. I've been living here in our beautiful state of Oregon for 33 years. My background is a mechanical engineering degree, but I've been involved in community working since the first refugee from Somalia arrived in our state in 1992. 4 years ago, we started an organization called Somali American Council of Oregon, which I'm the chairman of it, which has been the motivation was to involve the refugee community and empower them and get them involved in mainstream community. With that, I've been get the recognition of our federal government and also our city of Portland. And I'm honored to be having the nominee and would like to work opportunity to enhance the opportunity to enhance for the Black community of the Africans that are in our state of Oregon.
Okay, well, thank you very much for your willingness to take on this important commission. Do we have any questions for Mr. Olal? Okay, I don't see any questions for you, so thank you again for being here today. We'll be acting on your appointment at the close of our hearing.
Thank you, Chair Rosenbaum.
And I'll close the public hearing and next open a public hearing on the appointments of Drew Aldrich and Scott McCallum to the Commission for the Blind. Okay, so we have Drew Aldrich, and I think we'll be getting Mr. McCallum on the phone. So if you'd like to go ahead and introduce yourself and tell us why you'd like to serve.
Well, thank you, Chair Rosenbaum, Senators. My name's Drew Aldrich, and I'm a nominee for a position on the Oregon Commission for the Blind. I'm currently a staff optometrist at the Portland VA Medical Center, and I also serve as adjunct clinical faculty for Pacific University College of Optometry in Forest Grove, as well as the New England College of Optometry in Boston. For the past 7 years, I've had the privilege of working with our veterans at the VA, many of which do suffer from various forms of visual impairment and legal blindness. I've been able to work with these veterans closely to both try to prevent further vision loss as well as maximize the vision that they do have. And during this process, I've really been able to see firsthand and hear from their own words the kind of impacts that visual impairment has on their life, whether it be from losing a license to not being able to read. So it's with these experiences and my training that I'm seeking a position on the Oregon Commission for the Blind. I hope to take my experiences and benefit the citizens of Oregon as a whole. So thank you very much, and I'd be happy to answer any questions that you have.
Thank you for your willingness to take this on, in addition to what I'm sure is a very busy life already. Do we have any questions for Dr. Aldrich? Okay, I don't see any questions for you. You're welcome to stay put. Well, we aren't going to be able. Okay, so we'll let you go, and we'll be, I think, getting our other appointee to the Commission for the Blind a little bit later. I'll close this public hearing and next open a public hearing on the appointments of Amber Reed and Paul Romanek to the State Board of Chiropractic Examiners. While they're coming forward, our next appointee will be Rob Bovette. Good afternoon. Welcome to the Senate Rules Committee. And whichever of you wants to go first. Tell us who you are and a little about why you want to serve.
Chair Rosenbaum, Senators, thank you so much for your time. My name's Amber Reed, and I've been nominated to, as you just said, the Board of Chiropractic Examiners as a public member. I'm a recent law school graduate and have just joined a firm in Coquille. I'm excited about this opportunity to contribute my time. I think the regulation of any profession is important both for consumer protection and also to protect the integrity of that community of professionals.
Thank you.
Chair Rosenbaum, Senators, my name is Paul Romanek. I want to thank you for the honor of appearing today for your consideration of my nomination to the Oregon Board of Chiropractic Examiners. I reside and work in Cornelius and Beaverton, the district Senator Starr represents so well. As a governor's nominee to the chiropractic board, I aspire to serve the citizens of Oregon in the same way I've attempted to during my 30 years of practice in our state. That is with the intent of putting the well-being of our patients above all else and working to promote the best ethical quality care my profession can provide. I graduated in 1983 from Western States Chiropractic College in Portland. Over the past 20 years, it has been my privilege to work with the Board of Chiropractic Examiners as a member of the Peer Review Committee, a board-appointed mentor to doctors, as an examiner of candidates for licensure, and investigating consumer complaints. It's my sincere hope that you will favorably consider and confirm my nomination to the Oregon Board of Chiropractic Examiners.
Well, thank you both for your willingness to serve and also for being so succinct and to the point. I bet they taught you that in first year law school, didn't they? Okay, do we have any questions for these two good folks? Okay, I don't see any questions, so thank you very much. We'll be acting on your appointments at the close of the hearing today. I'll close the public hearing and next open a public hearing on the appointment of Rob Bovette to the Oregon Criminal Justice Commission. After we hear from him, we'll be calling Yadira Martinez.
Chair Rosenbaum, Senators, my name is Rob Ovette. I currently serve as legal counsel for the Association of Oregon Counties. Prior to that, I was the twice-elected district attorney of Lincoln County. Prior to that, I served 16 years in county council, and prior to that, I actually worked in legislative council back in the late 80s. I've had a long-standing interest and involvement with the criminal justice system in Oregon for the past quarter century. I've also been a user and partner with the Criminal Justice Commission. I say user in the sense that I've had to administer grants that they have dispensed, and I've worked closely with them on a variety of policies, drug policies, sentencing policies throughout the years. I'm honored to be nominated to this commission. I needed to let you know that, I probably should let you know that from a former district attorney's perspective, I have a strong opinion about the current sentencing laws of the state of Oregon. I strongly support them. That doesn't mean, however, that I can't work with those that are seeking to improve our criminal justice system and will continue to do so. Happy to answer any questions you might have.
Thank you. Do we have any questions for Mr. Bobette? Okay. I think you've answered all of our questions. Thanks again. I'll close the public hearing, and next I'll open a public hearing on the appointment of Yadira Martinez to the Oregon Board of Dentistry. And after that, we'll be hearing from Stephanie Elliott. Good afternoon. Welcome to the Senate Rules Committee.
Good afternoon, Chair Rosenbaum, members of the committee. My name is Yadira Martinez, and I reside in Hillsboro. And I'm also a nominee for the Board of Dentistry. I grew up going to Virginia Garcia, which is a safety net clinic for healthcare, and understand the barriers to healthcare that migrants and disadvantaged families face. From there, I've always felt a strong responsibility to help my community. So I returned to Virginia Garcia as a receptionist and then later as a dental assistant. I found still that I wanted to do more for patients, so I returned to school. I am a graduate of the first dental hygiene class of Pacific University. Now I am an expanded practice dental hygienist and have had the opportunity to work with a variety of patients and different settings. With this experience, I feel I can contribute diversity and a unique perspective to the Board of Dentistry. It would be an honor to be able to serve the citizens of Oregon in a different capacity to ensure that they receive the best quality of care.
Great. Well, thank you. Congratulations on the progression of your career and also working at Virginia Garcia, which really is an incredible clinic that serves so many people. So, do we have any questions for Ms. Martinez? Okay. Thank you very much. And I'll let you go, and we'll be acting on your appointment at the close of the hearing today. I'll close this public hearing and next open a public hearing on the appointment of Stephanie Elliott to the State Board of Direct Entry Midwifery. And after we hear from her, we'll be calling Heather Cordy and Jamie Sorensen so they can be getting ready. Welcome.
Thank you. Good afternoon, Senator Rosenbaum and committee members. My name is Stephanie Elliott. I have been honored to be nominated on the Board of Direct Entry Midwives as a licensed direct entry midwife. I live in Portland. I work at Alma Birth Center in a fairly high volume practice. I'm also a clinical faculty at Birthingway College of Midwifery, and I work a lot with Oregon Midwifery Council on the community standards organization. So my background is that I was raised in Ontario, Canada, and moved to Portland 6 years ago to become a midwife. I did my clinical training in conjunction with my time at Birthingway College of Midwifery at the birth center that I work at now. And my passion is midwifery education, improving outcomes for moms and babies in Oregon, and in the professionalization of midwifery and improving access to care for Oregon families. So I think that all of those things are things I can do on this board. So I'll be open to questions if you had them, but thank you.
Thank you very much for taking this on. Any questions for Ms. Elliott? Okay, I don't see any questions for you.
Thank you.
Thanks again. And I'll close the public hearing and open a public hearing on the appointments of Heather Cordy and Jamie Sorensen to the Oregon Educators Benefit Board. And while they're coming forward, next we're going to, after we hear from them, be hearing from Laura Maffei. And it looks like we have Jamie Sorensen here. And And Heather will be joining us by phone, so we'll hear from you first. Just go ahead and introduce yourself.
Okay. Good afternoon, Chair Rosenbaum and Senators. My name is Jamie Sorensen, and I currently work for Oregon AFSCME. That's American Federation of State, County, Municipal Employees. I, before that, worked for Oregon Health Sciences University Hospital and Rogue Valley Medical for about 14 years of my career. So I feel my experience in both representing public employees through various municipalities, state, city, county, other government, as well as healthcare, puts me in a unique position as OEB has expanded for the opportunity to allow other municipalities to join in to be the voice for those members. Thank you.
Great, thank you. And if you want to just stay put, we have the other person on the phone, and then you can hear what she has to say. So I think I already opened a public hearing. Hi, is this Heather Cordy?
This is she.
Hi, Heather. This is Senator Dianne Rosenbaum, Chair of the Senate Rules and Executive Appointments Committee. Here in the Capitol in Salem with me are Vice Chair Senator Ted Ferrioli and members Senator Lee Beyer, Senator Bruce Starr, and Senator Jenny Burdick. And we're all eagerly awaiting hearing from you a little bit, very briefly, about who you are. Start by saying your name and why you'd like to serve on the Oregon Educators Benefit Board.
Okay, thank you, and good afternoon, Chair Rosenbaum and Senators. I really appreciate this opportunity to visit with you briefly this afternoon. I have the unique experience of growing up and then working as a teacher and as administrator early in my career in rural Eastern Oregon, and ultimately my career has led me to the Portland metro area. Those experiences throughout my life with different demographics, different parts of the state, I think contribute a lot to my perspective and diverse perspective if I were to have the honor of serving on this board. I am a strategic thinker. I have the ability to look beyond how we've always done things, and I'm not afraid to tackle challenging issues and ask tough questions when they need to be asked. And I know as a K-12 superintendent, I'm in my fifth year here in Sherwood, that we need to be able to look at the big picture. We need to be able to control healthcare costs. And I am very eager to contribute to those conversations that will ultimately lead to savings for K-12 education.
Okay, well, thank you very much, Heather. Thank you, Jamie, for your willingness to serve. Members, do we have any questions for either of these good folks? Okay, I don't see any questions for either of you, so thank you very much, Jamie, for being here in person. Thank you, thank you, Heather, for joining us by phone, and we'll let you go.
Okay, thank you so much. Have a great day.
You too. I'll close the public hearing, and next, catch my breath for a second, and turn the page, and open a public hearing on the appointment of Laura Maffei to the Governing Board of the State Department of Geology and Mineral Industries, and after that, we'll be hearing from Suzanne Funkhauser.
Chair Rosenbaum, Senators, thank you. My name is Laura Maffei. I appreciate the opportunity to appear before you today regarding my nomination to the Governing Board of the Department of Geology and Mineral Industries. As you've seen in my materials, I'm an attorney in Portland at the Cable Houston firm, and I practice environmental law there. I generally represent the regulated community in matters involving the Clean Water Act and site cleanup. Prior to law school, I was a geologist for an environmental consulting firm here in the Pacific Northwest, and I am still a registered professional geologist with the state of Oregon. I believe my background and skills are an excellent match for this appointment, and I'm very excited about the opportunity to serve Oregon. I'd be happy to answer any questions that you have.
Great. Well, thank you for bringing your background to this important position. Any questions for Ms. Maffei? Okay. Thank you again. I'll close the public hearing and open a public hearing on the appointment of Suzanne Funkhauser to the Oregon Health and Science University Board of Directors. After we hear from her, we'll be hearing from Juan Hernandez. And after we hear from Juan, Kylie Milton will be next.
Madam Chair and members of the committee, for the record, my name is Susie Funkhauser. I am a second-year medical student at OHSU, and I'm here today for your consideration as the nominee for this student position on the OHSU Board of Directors. Thank you very much for the opportunity to testify and be considered for the position. Since last August, I have been a medical student at OHSU. I've been studying biochemistry, histology, anatomy, and physiology for the last year, And prior to medical school, I worked at OHSU as the Director of State and Local Relations. In that capacity, I developed an understanding of OHSU's role as a public academic health center and how its four missions are designed to serve Oregonians. Working at OHSU taught me the complexities of governing a large university charged with thriving in a complex healthcare industry, all with the aim of serving Oregonians. During the past year, I have been focused on learning the foundations of medicine so that ultimately I will be a highly trained physician practicing somewhere in Oregon. I now appreciate firsthand how the university trains providers and how the university can continue to support its students and as well as our future patients. Like most students, I'm experiencing the challenges of financing my education with loans and balancing the various demands of medical school. I believe my previous role could be an asset at bridging the students' perspective with the OHSU board. And if appointed, I hope to bring the viewpoint of students combined with an understanding of the competing demands of the university. Perhaps most importantly, I'm interested in bringing a perspective about how OHSU can maintain and strengthen its service to the state. It would be an honor to be able to give back to the state and to OHSU by serving on the board of directors. Thank you for your consideration. Happy to take any questions.
Well, thank you very much for taking this on, knowing the little bit I do about how hard you work the first year of medical school. I guess this means you don't sleep at all while you're doing this, too. But, yeah, thank you. We certainly, many of us, got to know you in your previous job, and I was quite astounded and impressed when I heard that you had decided to become a doctor. So we're glad that you're stepping up to this position. Any questions for Ms. Funkhauser? Yes, Senator Burdick.
I just want to commend you for doing this. It's going to be a tremendous draw on your limited time resources, but I just can't imagine anybody with a broader background to bring to a job like this. And the fact that you'll be the voice of the students is really impressive.
Thank you very much.
Great. Well, I don't see any other questions, so we'll let you go get back to your busy life. Thanks again. And I'll close the public hearing, and next I'll open a public hearing on the appointment of Juan Hernandez to the Commission on Hispanic Affairs. Good afternoon. Thanks for waiting patiently, and welcome to the Senate Rules Committee.
Good afternoon, Chair Rosenbaum, Senators. Actually, my name is Diego Hernandez, Diego, go, or San Diego, either way. I grew up in Oregon. I went to 7 different elementary schools and 3 different middle schools, and luckily one high school, Reynolds High School. Moved a lot, mostly because I was poor and raised by a single mom, which gave me a lot of perspective on housing, public transportation, education, you can name it. I was a first-generation college student at the University of Oregon where I got my bachelor's in political science and ethnic studies, and I went on to get my master's in social work at Portland State. While I was getting my master's, I was interning and working, and I won a competition, a food-eating competition, all at the same time. I'm really passionate about public policy. I actually ran for the school board when I was 25 and won. I currently sit on the Reynolds School Board. I'm also an executive director of a nonprofit. I work my tail off, and I feel like my life gave me a lot of perspective, and I want to use that for the good of all Oregon and the good of our rapidly growing Latino community.
Okay, well, thank you very much. I apologize for getting your name wrong, and thank you for being willing to take on this important position. Any questions for Mr. Hernandez? Okay, I don't see any, so thanks again for being here. We'll be acting on your appointment at the close of our hearing today. I'll close the public hearing, and next I'll open a public hearing on the appointment of Kylie Milne to the Home Care Commission. After we hear from her, we'll be hearing from Judy Edwards. Hi, is this Kylie?
Yes, it is.
Hi, this is Senator Dianne Rosenbaum, Chair of the Senate Committee on Rules and Executive Appointments. I'm here in the state capitol. With me are the vice chair of our committee, Senator Ted Ferrioli, and our other members, Senator Lee Beyer, Senator Bruce Starr, and Senator Ginny Burdick. I've just opened a hearing on your appointment to the Commission on Judicial Fitness. Oh, I'm sorry, your appointment to the Home Care Commission. And we would love to hear you just say your name and very briefly why you want to serve on the Home Care Commission.
Well, my name is Kylie Milley, and the reason I would like to serve on the Home Care Commission is because I am a client myself. I'm severely disabled, and I've been involved in my community where I live for approximately 36 years now. I think that because I do have home care workers, I deal with this on a daily basis, and I think there's a lot of good that I can do to help the commission. I do remember Senator Farioli, perhaps he remembers me, when I was president of the Mount Hood Area Chamber of Commerce, I had him come and speak to our group several times. I know that there's a lot of areas in the home care worker situation where I think that I would like to participate to help the home care workers in my area here and all over the state. I know that this is a really serious problem. I would not myself be able to be in my home because I have severe rheumatoid arthritis. I'm bedridden now. And I have just become a real estate broker. I had my broker's license for 20 years, but then I got very ill, and I've had to get it all over again. So apparently now I'm the first bedridden real estate broker in the state. It's important for me to keep going and to participate because of the situation I'm in. I do feel that I have a lot to offer, and I would work really hard to help this committee.
Well, yes, it sounds like you would bring a lot to this position, and thank you very much for being willing to take on this important volunteer position. Do we have any questions for Ms. Milne? Okay, well, Kylie, I don't have any questions for you, so thank you again for being with us today and for being willing to step up to the Home Care Commission. It's an extremely important commission for the state of Oregon, and I'm sure you'll do a great job. Thanks again.
Thank you. So is this definitely now that I am on the commission, or do they have to decide whether I'm on the commission?
Right. So what happens here in our committee is we're hearing from about 80 different Oregonians who are being appointed to all sorts of positions. And then at the close of our hearing today, we will be voting to recommend confirmation by the full Senate. And then the full Senate will meet this Wednesday and vote on your appointment along with all the others. But I am quite hopeful that very soon you will be on this commission. So
thank you so very much.
It'll be official after Wednesday.
Thank you.
Thanks again. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I'll close the public hearing and next open a public hearing on the appointment of Judy Edwards to the Commission on Judicial Fitness and Disability. And while she's coming forward, we'll next be hearing from Michael Holston and Melissa Ryan. Good afternoon. Welcome to the Senate Rules Committee.
Thank you, Chair Rosenbaum and Senators. My name is Judy Edwards. I live in Washington County, and I want to thank you for the opportunity to be considered to be on this commission. It's a very important commission because it would help, because of its process and the people who are on it, the existence of the commission helps ensure the citizens' faith in our judicial system. I retired 2 years ago as executive director from the Multnomah Bar Association, otherwise known as the MBA, and it's a voluntary bar. A lot of times people confuse that with a state bar. We don't license people. It's more of a collegial organization with about 4,600 lawyers. So I was there 10 years, and while I was there, I observed judges in action and worked with them, and now I'm a court-appointed special advocate for some foster children, and so I see judges at work. And when I worked for the MBA, I was able to provide oversight and kind of manage our process of judicial screening of candidates for judges. And our commission, our volunteers, I should say, on that committee, would evaluate judicial candidates for their experience, their competence, their temperament, and their probable respect for anyone who would come before them. So thank you for allowing me to address you, and if you have any questions.
Great. Well, thank you for stepping up and also for your work as a CASA, which is,
I know, great.
Very challenging sometimes, but very important.
I have two cases.
That's great.
It is.
So do we have any questions for Ms. Edwards? Okay, I don't see any questions,
okay,
so we'll let you go about your business, and I'll close the public hearing and open a public hearing on the appointments of Michael Holston and Melissa Ryan to the Land Use Board of Appeals. And next on deck, after we've heard from them, will be Angeline Pierce. And I see that Melissa Ryan will be joining us by telephone, so we'll get her on the phone and hold on just a minute. Okay. Why don't we ask her to hold a minute, and we'll hear from Mr. Holston. Okay, please go ahead.
Okay. Good afternoon, Chair Rosenbaum, members of the committee. I thank you for the opportunity to appear before you this afternoon. I'm currently a referee at the Land Use Board of Appeals. Before I moved to Oregon in the 1970s to attend law school, I worked as a county planner in Maryland, and after law school...
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. We do need you to say your own name for the record.
My name is Michael Holston.
Go ahead.
Okay, I worked as a county planner in Maryland, and after law school, I worked as a lawyer with the McHugh and Gisbol firm in Portland. I also worked with the Oregon Department of Justice as contact attorney for both the Department of Fish and Wildlife and DLCD. And I worked as an attorney with the Portland City Attorney's Office and in private practice as a land use lawyer. The Land Use Board of Appeals, which is usually referred to as LUBA, was created in 1979, shortly after Senate Bill 100 was passed. The LUBA performs several important functions. I'm going to mention three of them very briefly. The first and probably the most important is speedy resolution of land use appeals. We have 77 days to resolve a land use appeal after the record is settled, and that includes the time for the parties to file their briefs for oral argument and for us to write our opinion. Another important function LUBA forms is a less formal forum where permit applicants and citizens can participate in land use appeals without a lawyer. And then a final function, which is kind of at odds with the first function, is to facilitate appellate court review. LUBA serves generally as the last stop for an appeal of a land use decision. Very few of our decisions are appealed to LUBA, and most of the ones that are appealed to LUBA are affirmed on appeal. One of the functions we form is even the appeals that are appealed onto the Court of Appeals, the issues are significantly narrowed by virtue of our decision. I believe I'll bring a balanced perspective to each of these important functions and would be happy to answer any questions you might have.
Okay, I think we'll hold questions for just a minute if you don't mind staying put. And we do have Melissa Ryan on the phone. Hi, is this Melissa Ryan?
This is.
Hi, this is Senator Dianne Rosenbaum, Chair of the Senate Committee on Rules and Executive Appointments. And here with me are Vice Chair Senator Ted Ferrioli, as well as our members, Senator Lee Beyer, Senator Bruce Starr, and Senator Ginny Burdick. And we've just opened a public hearing on your appointment and that of Michael Holston to the Land Use Board of Appeals. So what we'd like to hear from you is for you to say your name and then tell us briefly about your background and why you want to serve on LUBA.
Thank you, Chair Rosenbaum and members of the committee. For the record, I'm Melissa Ryan, and I want to thank you for considering my nomination for reappointment to LUBA. I've been a board member of LUBA since 2006, and as a result of that time in service, I've come to have a tremendous appreciation and respect for this unique body that the legislature created nearly 35 years ago as an alternative and speedier forum than the circuit court to resolve land use disputes. My background is a private practitioner for 8 years at Miller Nash in Portland and at Dunn Kearney in Portland. Prior to joining LUBA, has given me a balanced perspective on land use matters, and I constantly strive to keep in mind the practical implications of LUBA's decision. I would be honored to serve another term on LUBA, and I'm happy to answer any questions that you have.
Great. Well, thank you very much, both of you, for your willingness to serve. And do we have any questions? Yes, Senator Ferrioli.
In your resume, I note that you're the currently you're employed as a referee for the Oregon Land Use Board of Appeals, Madam Chair.
Chair Rosenbaum, Vice Chair, Senator Ferriero, that's correct.
And I assume that's a compensated position. It would have to be for me.
It is.
So in your role as a referee, do you find yourself adjudicating cases that would ever be appealed to LUBA, to the Board of Appeals?
Chair Rosenbaum, Vice Chair Ferriero, I'm not sure I understand the question.
Maybe I could clarify my question. Sure. You act only in a judicial capacity. You don't do any of the prep work before those cases are heard.
That's correct.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Okay. Thank you, Senator Ferriero. I think that does raise, I thought actually Senator Ferriero was asking a question about whether you would have to recuse yourself from any cases that you had presided over in your current position. Are those cases then the next level of appeal is to the Land Use Board of Appeals, the board itself?
Chair Rosenbaum, members of the committee, each of us has to assess when cases come before us whether we've had prior involvement with that case that would require that we recuse ourselves, and that happens occasionally. But it's pretty occasional now since I'm fairly far away from the time when I was actually taking cases to LUBA. But it does happen occasionally.
But so I guess maybe I'm misunderstanding. In your current position as a referee, are you deciding cases that then would be on appeal to the Land Use Board of Appeals itself, or no?
No.
Okay.
Cases come to us from the typically from local governments. It's a permit decision, a change of plan designation, or something like that. It'll be appealed to LUBA. The case is briefed to us. We decide the case one way or the other, and then our decision is directly appealable to the Court of Appeals. And their decision's discretionary review onto the Supreme Court.
Okay. So actually, the appeal, next level of appeal for your current position is to the Court of Appeals. The next level for this board is also to the Court of Appeals, correct?
That's correct. Our decisions are reviewable by the Court of Appeals.
Right. Okay. Okay, I think I might have confused myself now, but hopefully I haven't confused anybody else. Okay, any other questions? Okay, thank you very much. Also, thank you, Melissa, for joining us by phone, and we'll let you go. Thank you. I'll close the public hearing and next open a public hearing on the appointment of Angela Pierce to the Lane Transit District Board. And after we hear from her, we'll be hearing from John Holloway and Charles Plybon.
Good afternoon, Chair Rosenbaum, Senators. Thank you very much for your time today. Yeah. My name is Angela Pierce, and I'm very excited to receive the nomination to serve on the Board of Directors for Lane Transit District. I have lived in Springfield for almost 15 years and Lane County pretty much my entire life. I'm a small business owner in Springfield, having owned and operated a franchise called Safeguard Business Systems for the last 3 years. And I'm also very active within the Springfield business community. I currently serve on the board of directors for the Springfield Chamber of Commerce, and I'm actively involved in 3 of their 6 committees. I also serve on the Downtown Citizen Advisory Committee for Springfield, and I have participated in the Our Main Street discussions. I also mentor 6 middle schoolers once a month. I'm committed to the success of not only Springfield, but our entire region. I believe that effective, reliable transit is a key component to the economic growth of any area, and I'm honored to have the opportunity to serve such a pivotal organization and hopefully help create a better economic, social, and sustainable environment for many generations. So thank you, and I'll take any questions you may have.
Great. Well, thank you. You sound very busy already, and thank you for being willing to take on one more position. Any questions for Ms. Pierce? Okay. I'm sure Senator Beyer is excited to see somebody from his district here. Okay. Thanks again.
Thank you very much.
I'll stay from my district.
I'll close the public hearing and open a public hearing on the appointment of John Holloway and Charles Plybon to the Ocean Policy Advisory Council. I believe Mr. Holloway is going to be joining us by phone. Have a seat. Hi, is this John Holloway?
Yes,
this is Hi, this is Senator Rosenbaum, Chair of the Senate Committee on Executive Appointments, and with me are Vice Chair Senator Fed Ted Farioli. And, and in addition, we've got Senators Lee Beyer, Senator Bruce Starr, and Senator Jenny Burdick. And we've just opened a hearing on your appointment to the Ocean Policy Advisory Council. Here in Salem with us is another appointee, Charles Plybon. So, Mr. Holloway, why don't you go first? Just say your name and tell us a little about why you'd like to serve on the Ocean Policy Advisory Council.
Okay. Thank you, Chair Rosenbaum. For the record, my name is John Holloway, and I am applying for Ocean Policy Advisory Council North Coast Recreational Seat. I have been involved in fishery management policy, both at the state and federal level, for approximately 12 years. And I regret not being in person, but I'm fulfilling my duties as vice chair of the Ground Fish Advisory Panel of the Pacific Fishery Management Council here in Spokane. I have attended OPAC meetings as a public interest since 2003, and I very much appreciate the process. I know virtually all the individuals that are currently on OPAC, and I've worked very well with them in many arenas, even outside of OPAC. And I'm looking forward to being on that Ocean Policy Advisory Council so I can further the work that has gone on there in the past. And I'd be happy to take questions.
Great. Well, thank you very much for your willingness to serve. And next, we'll hear from our other appointee. Please say your name.
Chair Rosenbaum, members of the Senate Rules Committee. For the record, my name is Charlie Plybon. I appreciate this opportunity to sit before you today. As a nominee for the non-fishing recreational seat on the Ocean Policy Advisory Council, I've been involved with the Ocean Policy Advisory Council's work since 2007 through many changing issues for the Oregon coast, engaging recreational users at many different levels. Probably one of my longest reaching experience in working with that community has been working on the Territorial Sea Plan Chapter 5 and doing an extensive survey of recreational users throughout Oregon to help represent them in that process from both spatial mapping down to economics in those areas. I'm very excited about this opportunity and would welcome any questions for you guys.
Great. Well, thank you for taking this on. Do we have any questions for either of these good folks? Okay, it looks like you've answered all of our questions. So thank you both. Thank you, Mr. Holloway, and thank you, Mr. Plybon, for taking this on. I'll close the...
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Okay, you too. Bye.
I'll close the public hearing, and next I'll open a public hearing on the appointment of James Martin to the Board of Commissioners of the Oregon International Port of Coos Bay, and then we'll be hearing from Peter Grover next. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Chair Rosenbaum, Senators. I'm James Martin from Coos Bay. I've been in Coos Bay for a little over 6 years, in Oregon for a little more than 11. The last 4 years, I've been on the Coos Bay School District Board of Directors, 2 years as chair, and I'm here as the governor's nominee for a spot on the as a commissioner for the Oregon International Port of Coos Bay. I'll be honest, I don't know a lot about port operations or maritime commerce. I was encouraged to pursue this position by members of our community who are familiar with me and my work on the school board, especially our representative, Caddy McEwen. I would like to think that they told the governor he was nominating someone who was a quick study, a fast learner, someone with a demonstrated deep commitment to our community, someone who prefers to listen far more than to talk, and someone who gets it as far as the South Coast is concerned. We have one issue, it's the economy. Whether it's attracting and retaining professionals to our community, my wife is a doctor, I hear about that fight every day. Whether it's supporting our middle class, particularly our small business owners, or whether it's poverty, deep, entrenched, multi-generational poverty, it comes down to the economy and it comes down to jobs. And it's whether my work on the school board or the potential for my work on the port, both have an obligation to serve our current community, but also to lay the foundation for future prosperity. I would look forward to taking on that challenge in a new capacity. I want to thank you for the chance to speak here today, and of course, I'd be happy to answer any questions. Thank you.
Thank you for being willing to take on such an important position. I know from just knowing our legislative delegation from your part of the world that this is pretty much equivalent to a cabinet level position down in your community, and it's very important to the whole state.
Thank you, Chair.
Do we have any questions for Mr. Martin?
Oh, Madam Chair, I just like the listening more than talking part.
Thank you, Senator Burdick.
Great. Well, thanks again for your willingness to serve.
Thank you all.
And I'll close the public hearing. And next, I'll open a public hearing on the appointment of Peter Grover to the State Board of Psychologist Examiners. And after we hear from Mr. Grover, will be calling a group that consists of Jackie Betts, William Geiger, and Douglas Kohler-Meyer so they can be getting ready. Welcome, and thanks for waiting so patiently.
Thank you. Chair Rosenbaum and committee members, my name is Peter Grover. I'm a nominee for the Oregon Board of Psychologist Examiners. I've been a psychologist licensed in Oregon since 1995. I currently work as the behavioral science faculty for the Providence, Oregon Family Medicine Residency Program based at their Milwaukee Hospital, and I'm also an associate professor at the Pacific University School of Professional Psychology. Working in the mental health field, I've had a strong community service orientation for most of my career, and I am honored to have the opportunity to serve the people of the state and the members of my profession. Open to any questions.
Great. Thank you very much for taking on another assignment in addition to a busy teaching career. Do we have any questions? Okay, thank you again. And I'll close the public hearing. And next, I'll open a public hearing on the on the appointments of Jackie Betts, William Geiger, and Douglas Kohler-Meyer to the Board on Public Safety Standards and Training. And while you're getting settled, thank you, all three of you, for waiting so patiently. I think it's pretty interesting to listen to such a diverse room full of people stepping up to volunteer. And so whichever of you would like to go first, just say your name and tell us a little about why you'd like to serve.
Thank you, Chair Rosenbaum and members of the Senate Rules Committee. My name is Jackie Betts. I'm a candidate for the Board on Public Safety Standards and Training Committee, thanks to the League of Oregon Cities who nominated me. I was recently hired as the city manager of Newburgh. I am the president-elect of the Oregon City Counter Managers Association, and for fun, I like to run marathons. So why in the world would you want to put a city manager on this board? Fire chiefs, police chiefs, and city managers don't get along, right? Well, I beg to differ. I began my career in local government 15 years ago in Florence. The police chief hired me to be his assistant. His son, Kevin, a police officer in Sitka, Alaska, was brutally killed in the line of duty on New Year's Eve. That summer, Chief Lamb sent me to in-the-line-of-duty death training in Slidell, Louisiana. And from that day forward, I promised myself and the public safety individuals that I work with that I would do everything I could to assure not only their safety, but to make sure their survivors were taken care of in the event of a death. As a city manager, I believe in the cooperative approach with all levels of government to provide a safe environment for the community, our visitors, and most importantly, our public safety employees. I appreciate the opportunity to serve on this board. I am very open-minded, dedicated, and compassionate about BPSST's mission and core beliefs. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good afternoon. My name is Doug Kohler-Meyer. I reside in the city of Bend on the east side of the Cascades. I'm honored to be here today as a nominee for Department of Public Safety Standards and Training Board of Directors and a subcategory Governor's Fire Policy Council as a result of that as well. Nominated by the Oregon Fire Chiefs Association, where I've been a member for over 20 years. I also serve as Deputy Fire Chief, City of Bend Fire Department, where I've been there for over 33 years now, where I've been fortunate enough to be a paramedic and a captain and a lieutenant and serving that community in many, many years. Also serve as Incident Commander on Oregon State Fire Marshals Association Incident Management Team, where we respond predominantly to wildland fires throughout the state of Oregon, helping protect communities. I also serve as Fire Defense Board Chief, Deschutes County, and Chairman of the Central Oregon Fire Chiefs Association. It's my honor to be able to be a part of this. Hopefully you can tell as a, from your, my resume that you have in front of you, a brief introduction of myself, that I'm dedicated to public safety. It's where my career has been directed by a power much higher than me, and I appreciate the honor to be in front of you folks today.
Thank you. Please go ahead.
Hi. My name is Bill Geiger. Thank you for the opportunity to speak today. My appointment is for the private security investigator position on the board, and I currently serve two different terms on that board, one in the manufacturing position and one in the unarmed position. I'm currently the owner and president of Sentinel Security Group in Medford, Oregon, and look forward to participating at the board level in the next couple of years.
Great. Well, thank you all three for bringing your diverse backgrounds and putting your busy lives on hold a little bit to be able to add one more thing. This is a very important service that you're stepping up to. Do we have any questions for these three good folks? Don't see any. So thanks again. We'll let you go. And I'll close the public hearing, and next I'll open a public hearing on the appointment of Kelly Brashears to the Residential Facilities Advisory Council. And while she's coming forward, next we'll have a group of appointees to the SAFE Board. They can be getting ready. Good afternoon. Thanks for waiting so patiently.
Good afternoon, Chair Rosenbaum and members of the committee. Thank you for allowing me the opportunity to be here today. For the record, my name is Kelly Brashears. I run the conservatorship program for the Oregon Department of Veterans Affairs here in Salem. I have been nominated for the Residential Facility Advisories Council, who will be overseeing the newly created Public Guardianship Office. My 6 years of experience with Oregon Department of Veterans Affairs running the conservatorship program, I think, has lent, will lead to a lot of good things, hopefully, for the Public Guardian Office, getting it off the ground, learning about how to do things, and also give me an opportunity to learn more about what the public, the Residential Facilities Advisory Council does as far as other things. They manage residential care facilities, long-term care ombudsman, those things. So I welcome any questions that you have for me.
Great. Do we have any questions for Ms. Brashears? Okay, I don't see any. Thank you for taking on this important public service.
Thank you very much.
And I'll close the public hearing. And next, I'll open a public hearing on the appointments of Maurice Ramming, Jeff Stone, and Jennifer Olam to the Board of Directors of the State Accident Insurance Fund Corporation. And after we've heard from them, we'll be calling Alexandra Wallinger and Rory Schmidt. Good afternoon. Thanks for waiting so patiently, and we are certainly looking forward to hearing from all three of you. So whoever wants to go first.
I think that would be me, Madam Chair, members of the committee. My name is Jenny Olam. I'm from Lane County, and I am one of the nominees for the SAFE Board. I want to thank you so much for your time today. I was honored to be invited to apply for this position, and I would say, you know, I have a record of public service that you could see in my resume there. This opportunity in particular appeals to me just because of the importance of SAFE to our economy, both to workers and employers alike. It's one of our attractions and one of our advantages as a state. It creates a very positive climate, and it's important that its work be continued and strengthened. So I hope that I can have something to offer, and I look forward to serving if I have that opportunity. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Madam Chair, members of the committee, Jeff Stone. I'm the Executive Director and CEO of the Oregon Association of Nurseries, their state's largest sector of agriculture. I'm honored to be nominated for this position. I view my role on the board as one that's not only a policy holder, but also one that can express the interests of business in the area of workers' comp. OAN represents many different types of businesses, retail, wholesale, and allied alike, but they're predominantly small operations. And much like SAFE, as their executive, for my association, I have to learn how to serve both large and small operations. So there's a lot of challenges ahead for SAFE, and I look forward to bringing a very balanced view to this and strong leadership, and I appreciate your consideration for my nomination. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Chair. My name is Maurice Ramming.
And my interest is in the Safe Board. I am a small business owner, Unia Electric. Started in my attic. We have over 50 employees. We're over 15 years old. So my interest in safety is I think I could bring a unique perspective as far as being able to look at those small businesses and figure out ways to basically make it safe a better asset and a better value for the Oregonian businesses currently. Thank you.
Great. Thank you, all three, and thanks for being here. Any questions? Yes, Senator Beyer.
More comment than questions, I guess. I appreciate the fact that all three of you are willing to serve. Safe's been in the news a bit lately, and hopefully your appointments will help stabilize that operation. There's also been some good news. They just announced yet another rebate, which I'm using to pay those rates in the past. I appreciate that. But I guess one comment I would make is that as the default provider of workers' comp, you know, and board members, remember that there is a role that SAFE plays in terms of looking out for the workers as well. And the fair bargain that's there. So I just would encourage you to keep that in mind as you assume your directorship.
Thank you, Senator Beyer. That's well taken. Anybody else? Okay, I don't see any other questions for you. So it certainly is an important time, and I think for three great people to step up to the SAFE Board is extremely important to the whole state of Oregon. As Senator Beyer said, both businesses and their employees really depend on a stable situation in workers' comp and a system that serves businesses and workers alike. So thank you again.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Yeah.
And I'll close the public hearing. I think we're going to go back to somebody that we missed earlier because now we have Scott McCallum calling in for the appointment to the Commission for the Blind. Hi, is this Scott McCallum?
Yes, this is Scott McCallum.
Hi, Scott. This is Senator Dianne Rosenbaum, Chair of the Senate Committee on Rules and Executive Appointments here in Salem. With me, our Vice Chair, Senator Ted Ferrioli, as well as Senators Lee Beyer, Senator Bruce Starr, and Senator Ginny Burdick. And we have opened a public hearing on your appointment to the Commission for the Blind. We'd just like to hear you say your name and tell us a little bit briefly about why you'd like to serve on the Commission for the Blind.
Well, thank you, Chair Rosenbaum and members of the committee. My name is Scott McCallum, and I live in Tualatin, and I truly appreciate the opportunity to speak with you today. As you've probably seen on my resume, I've spent over 10 years working in Oregon as a teacher of students who are blind or visually impaired, as well as working as an orientation and mobility specialist. For a little over 4 years now, I've been serving as the Vision Services Coordinator for students who reside in Columbia, Clatsop, Tillamook, and Washington counties. In addition to that, I serve as the administrator who oversees the Blind and Visually Impaired Student Fund for the state. My education and career have been focused on preparing students ages birth through 21 who are blind or visually impaired to have the skills to be independent, employable, contributing members of their community. Statistics show that a majority of persons who are blind are unemployed, and I would like to do what I can to change that and improve outcomes for people who are blind or visually impaired. And that is why I would like to serve on the board for the Oregon Commission for the Blind. Thank you for your time, and I'm happy to answer any questions.
Great. Well, thank you very much for being willing to serve. And do we have any questions? Okay, it looks like we have heard from you, and we are satisfied, so we will be acting on your appointment at the close of our hearing today. Thanks again for calling in and for being willing to step up to this important position.
Well, thank you very much.
Have a good day.
Thank you. You too.
And I'll close that public hearing and open a public hearing on the appointments of Alexandra Rabin Wallinger and Rory Schmick to the Sustainability Board. I believe they're both here. And while they're getting settled, Alan Contreras, I'll let you know that you will be next. Welcome to the Senate Rules Committee. Thanks for waiting so patiently.
Thank you, Madam Chair and Senators. It was actually a delight to listen to all these people come before me, so I quite enjoyed it. For the record, my name is Alexandra Rabin Wallinger. I have been a lifelong environmentalist, starting my first backpacking trip in the North Cascade Mountains and fell in love with nature. I am a founder of Haute Verte Couture, which means the high culture of fashion. In sustainability, I have been melding innovation, fashion, sustainability for as long as I could. I'm an author and educator in sustainability, and I currently work to increase the awareness of sustainability in an economic development setting. I've also been communications chair for the Small Business Research and Technology Conference held here in Oregon. It was a federal conference and helped to provide insight for sustainability in that capacity. I didn't mention, but my master's was obtained at Reed College, also in the field of sustainable fashion. So quite passionate in the industry and just honored to be nominated for the Oregon Sustainability Board. And I do hope to serve on the behalf of those present and future Oregonians to have a better environmental awareness. So thank you, and I'm happy to answer any questions.
Thank you. I think we'll hear from both of you and then open it up.
Okay. Chair Rosenbaum, Senators, it's an honor to come before you this afternoon as a nominee for the Oregon Sustainability Board. My name is Rory Schmick, and I am a native Oregonian with over 15 years of experience as a sustainability professional. Throughout the course of my entire career, I have both benefited from and contributed to the state of Oregon's leadership in sustainability. Most recently, as the Director of Sustainability and Environmental Affairs at Tualatin-based Pacific Foods, I've had the opportunity to work with a number of state agencies, including the Departments of Energy and Environmental Quality, on the development of progressive energy conservation and zero-waste strategies for the food industry. If confirmed, I will tirelessly support and contribute to the board's mission of encouraging activities that best sustain, protect, and enhance the environment, economy, and community for the present and future benefits of Oregonians. Thank you.
Great. Well, thank you both. Do we have any questions for these two appointees? Doesn't look like it, but thank you for being here. Thank you for mentioning Reed College, where I went to school and which is in my district. I had no idea that you could get a master's degree in sustainable fashion. So, and I'm sure you'll add a lot of pizzazz to the sustainability board.
Thank you both.
I'll close the public hearing and next open a public hearing on the appointment of Alan Contreras to the Teacher Standards and Practices Commission. And next we'll be hearing from Thomas Sugihara. Good afternoon, and thanks for waiting so patiently.
Well, thank you, Senator Rosenbaum. One of the great advantages of doing so, you know, as a fourth-generation Oregonian, I can look and be humbled by the kind of people you get. I mean, just listening to an hour of people who are willing to put in the time on these things. The last time I saw any of you folks, I was...
Oh, yes. Could you just say your name?
Yes, certainly. I'm Alan Contreras from Eugene. I served 12 years as the head of the Office of Degree Authorization, which is the last time I saw you folks was in those hearings a few years ago. These days I work for the Western Interstate Commission on Higher Education out of Boulder, Colorado, but I still live in Eugene. Also worked for the University of Oregon and the Oregon Community College Association. I've always been interested in education in general. My mom was an Oregon teacher for 25 years or so, and it seems to me that I'm at a point in my life now that I can start giving a little back to the state that has treated me so well. And Teacher Standards and Practices, I think, is a good place for someone with my background in institutional evaluations and things of that nature to focus my energies. So if you have any questions, I'd be more than happy to answer them.
Great. Thank you. And do we have any questions?
Just comment.
Senator Beyer.
Well, thank you, Madam Chair. Alan, I'm really glad that you're willing to take the charge on, although I will tell you you're jumping on an organization that's having some administrative troubles right now. There's quite a backlog in certifications, and the computer system, like many of our state computer system, needs a whole lot of love and care. But we're hearing some from teachers that can't quite get through the process, and phone systems that don't get answered. And so there's some issues that, as a board member, you have to consider.
Thank you, Senator. I appreciate that.
Yes, Senator Ferriola.
I'm sure, despite the imminence of the qualifications of the appointee, I can't remember the last time I voted in favor of an appointment to the TSPC. It has to do with the agency itself. So I just wanted to make clear that my pattern of voting will remain the same, but that this applicant is well suited to any board or commission the state has had. Thank you.
Thank you for your vote of confidence, if not your actual vote.
Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Ferriola.
Senator, I appreciate that very much.
Any further questions or comments from the members? Okay, thank you very much for being here. And I'll close the public hearing and next open a public hearing on the appointment of Thomas Sukahara to the Oregon Tourism Commission. And after we hear from him, we'll be hearing from the MLAC appointees, Aida and James. Hi, welcome to the Senate Rules Committee, and thanks for waiting so patiently.
Thank you, Chair Rosenbaum. Senators, my name is Thomas Kenji Sugihara. I'm a nominee for the Oregon Tourism Commission. I've been a member of the Oregon Bicycle Tourism Partnership, and I am currently the executive director of the Oregon Bicycle Racing Association. We have events all across the state, from Newport to Baker City to Echo to Ashland to Medford to Klamath Falls, all over the state. So personally, I've been able to see the value that tourism has on all these small rural communities, although some of them aren't really rural. But I'm really excited to be able to or be nominated to a commission who works with Travel Oregon, an organization whose job is to bring people to our state to spend money. So I am very encouraged about that, and I'm very excited. And if you have any questions, I'd be happy to answer them.
Great. Well, your enthusiasm is obvious, and I know that you have gotten Senator Burdick's attention with the bicycle racing identification. Senator Burdick?
Well, actually, I'm quite slow, but I've been a veteran of four Cycle Oregons, and I can't agree more that it's just an incredible opportunity for some of these rural areas, especially that are very hard hit by the economy, and just to have that promotion of tourism and bicycle-oriented tourism is great. I'll bet you ride a lot faster than I do, especially up the hills.
Chair Rosenbaum, Senator Burdick, thank you so much. We just had two kids, so I'm not the fastest right now, but with some training, I'll get there hopefully. But thank you very much for those comments, and I'm looking forward to that. Thank you.
Thank you. Great. Anybody else? Okay. I don't see any other questions for you, but thanks again for stepping up. I think that you will bring a lot to the Tourism Commission, and obviously cycling is a huge part and a growing part of our economy and a way to bring more people in to see our beautiful state.
Yes. So, thank you, Chair.
Yep. And I'll close the public hearing and next open a public hearing on the appointments of Aida Aranda and James Denham to the Workers' Compensation Management Labor Advisory Committee. And after we hear from them, we'll be hearing from Marissa Madrigal. Welcome to the Senate Rules Committee, and thanks for waiting so patiently.
Thank you.
We are eager to hear from whichever one of you would like to go first.
Right. Chair Rosenbaum, members of the committee. Thank you. My name is Jim Denham. I'm honored to be considered for a position on the Management Labor Advisory Committee. I'm the in-house counsel for the Specialty Alloys and Components Division of Allegheny Technologies Incorporated, ATI. ATI has three manufacturing facilities in the state of Oregon, two in Albany, one in Millersburg, and I've been practicing law for 37 years, 35 of them with ATI. I've been responsible for the legal support and oversight of my company's workers' compensation program since 1977 and witnessed the transformation of the Oregon workers' compensation system through the hard work of the Mahoney Hall Committee in 1990. I believe that MLAC's purpose is to carry on that tradition of collaboration between business and labor to discuss and resolve issues involving our workers' compensation system, and I'm ready to engage in that important work. Thank you.
Thank you. Please go ahead.
Chair Rosenbaum, Senators, thank you so much. My name is Aida Aranda,
And I am currently employed with the Oregon Southern Idaho Labor's Training Trust. I also sit on two other boards. One of them is the Oregon State Apprenticeship and Training Council as a trades employee. I also sit on the Oregon Tradeswomen as a executive council. And their work is to bring women into non-traditional trades and construction. I'm very excited to be nominated for this position on MLAC. I think that I can bring value to it with my experience on these different boards. Because of my experience working with these boards, it has allowed me to learn about how important it is for collaboration with different groups to actually get things done. These are very important issues to me as far as the work that MLAC does for the citizens of Oregon in the workman compensation area. I don't have any experience in the workman's compensation area, but I am a really good learner, and I study really well, and I think that I can be an asset to the board as far as bringing my past experience. Thank you.
Great. Thank you both. And it's nice to have, actually, since this is a labor management board, it's nice to have somebody from management, somebody from labor appearing for confirmation together. Do we have any questions? Okay, I don't see any questions for you. I'll just let you know that I, before I was in the legislature, actually did serve as a labor member of MLAC back in the 90s when it was pretty recent, and found it time-consuming but very interesting and rewarding, and I'm sure you will do a great job and find it equally worthwhile. So thanks again.
Thank you.
Thank you for your time.
Okay, I'll close this public hearing and next open a public hearing on the appointment of Marissa Madrigal to the State Housing Council. And welcome to the Senate Rules Committee, and thanks for waiting so patiently. We are very eager to hear from you.
Thank you. Thank you, Chair Rosenbaum, Senators. My name is Marissa Madrigal. I am here for as a nominee to the Oregon State Housing Council. I live with my husband and two children in the Woodstock neighborhood of Portland. Last year, I served as the interim chair of Multnomah County, and I'm currently serving as the chief operating officer for Multnomah County. I'm grateful for this opportunity because in my life, both personally and professionally, housing has been at the core of my little family's success. We were young parents who my husband went back to school when our daughter was a baby. We really struggled to find a safe, affordable place to live. And in my work at the county, I've seen how really, without housing, most other things are impossible. It's difficult to get a job. It's difficult to go through treatment. So housing allows all the other work that we do in our community and in our state to be successful. So I'm grateful for the opportunity, and I'm happy to answer any questions you might have.
Great. Well, thank you very much for taking this on and bringing a personal background and a professional background on the issue. Any questions? Okay, I don't see any questions for you, so thanks again. We'll be acting on your appointment in the close of the hearing today. And I'll close this public hearing, and members, I'll just let you know that after the next appointee that we're going to hear from, we're going to take a very brief break because we have a whole new batch of people for the higher ed boards that will be coming into the room, so please don't leave us. Yes, we do. We've got four separate boards, all of which have a lot of members. Okay, so I will open a public hearing on the appointment of Justin Ottman to the Oregon State Hospital Advisory Board. I believe he is going to be joining us by telephone. Hi, is this Justin Ottman?
This is.
Hi, this is Senator Dianne Rosenbaum, Chair of the Senate Committee on Executive Appointments and Rules. Other senators with me today are Senator Ted Ferrioli, our vice chair, as well as Senator Lee Byer, Senator Bruce Starr, and Senator Ginny Burdick. And we've just opened a public hearing on your appointment to the Oregon State Hospital Advisory Board. So what we'd love to hear from you is for you to first say your name and then tell us a little bit about why you'd like to serve on the State Hospital Board.
Okay. Okay. Thank you, Chair Rosenbaum and Senators Beyer, Burdick, Brioli, and Starr. I apologize for not being able to be in Salem with you today. I just got back this weekend from being out of the country, and I'm getting caught up on some things in Portland for work. So my name is Justin Ottman, and I'm from Portland, Oregon, State Senate District 18 and State House District 36. And I grew up in Gresham, Oregon, went to Portland State University and got a finance degree. In my undergrad, I went to New York City, interned at a big investment bank, and had the chance to go work out there, but instead decided to come back to Portland, and I started my own financial consulting company. And right now I serve on the board of the Metropolitan Youth Symphony, and I'm married to my wife, Brooke, and we just celebrated our first year of marriage.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Members, do we have any questions for Mr. Ottman? Okay, well, thank you again. Welcome home, and thanks for joining us. And we'll be acting on your appointment at the close of our hearing today.
Thank you very much.
Have a good day.
Thanks.
And I'll close the public hearing, and we did skip over one person that we will perhaps have in a bit. But how about members? We'll take a 5-minute recess. Do we need that long?
Well, probably a little bit longer because people people aren't going to be here till about 2:45.
Oh, okay.
We're about 10 minutes early.
Okay, so 10-minute recess, Okay, the Senate Committee on Rules and Executive Appointments will come back to order, and I think a couple of our members are just coming in. I'm the chair of the committee, Senator Dianne Rosenbaum, and because you all are here for similar appointments, but for four separate boards, I'll just let you know how we operate here. So our committee is charged with hearing from all of the governor's appointments to boards and commissions and agency heads, and we've actually just been meeting since 1 o'clock, hearing from a very diverse group of folks for all sorts of volunteer positions, and now we've got the higher ed boards for four institutions, so we'll be calling you up by the board that you're appointed to. Well, because we've got so many people to hear from, we're going to ask you to be very brief, to say your name, and then just briefly why you want to serve on this particular board. And then when we've gone through hearing from everybody, we'll have a really, really long motion at the end that will include not just your appointments, but a whole bunch of other people that we already heard from. So that's what we will be doing. We thank you in advance for being patient and for being here today. And, yes, Senator Farioli.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Madam Chair, I just wanted to read something into the record. I think it's incumbent on us to inform folks if there are any considerations that they need to be advised of before they are confirmed. And I assume that almost all of our nominees, if not all, would be confirmed. Madam Chair, November 2013, the legislature had several members who were concerned about potential conflicts of interest, and so the legislature considered and passed Senate Bill 1525. And if I might, just read one statement from that bill into the record. Quote, faculty and non-faculty staff members of the governing board may not participate in any discussions or action by the board or attend any executive session of the board involving collective bargaining issues that affect faculty or non-faculty staff at the university. So we built into the law a firewall that protects the board member and the faculty and the institution and boards from conflict of interest. So that was a safeguard that we wanted to make sure was available for all of the appointees. Thank you, Madam.
Thank you, Senator Farioli. That's a great clarification. I think that came up at our previous hearing on the boards for the U of O, Portland State, and Oregon State, and it had always been the intent of the original legislation, but we did pass a bill now to clarify it. So it's in statute. Okay, so I think we're ready to start, right? And I will begin by opening a public hearing on the following appointments to the Board of Trustees of Western Oregon University. And we have a bigger group than we have chairs for, so I think we'll have you come up three at a time. Should I call three at a time? Okay. Okay, so I'll start with Jaime Arredondo, Marshall Guthrie, and Daniel Hawkinson, if the three of you would like to come forward. Great. Thank you for being here today. And if you would just, as I said before, just say your name for the record and then tell us your background, why you want to serve on this board very briefly.
So I'll go first. Good afternoon, Chair Rosenbaum, Senators. My name is Jaime Arredondo. I live in Salem, Oregon. I am an immigrant from Mexico, a first-generation college graduate. And the reason I want to be a part of Western Oregon University's Board of Trustees is because this was the institution that first exposed me to higher education back in high school through a mentorship program. And before that, I didn't even know college existed. In fact, my parents barely went past second grade. And so they instilled that vision in me, and I want to do the same in this position. So thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Chair Rosenbaum, Senators. My name is Marshall Guthrie. I live in Monmouth, Oregon, but I'm originally from Fort Dodge, Iowa, where I attended the University of Iowa as a first-generation low-income student. I've worked at private schools, public schools, large and small, and I have a diversity of experience that I believe gives me a perspective on the role that WU, Western Oregon University, plays in our education system. I'm currently the director of the Student Enrichment Program, our TRIO program, which works with first-generation low-income and disabled students, federally funded in part, but also funded by the institution in part, and I'm just really proud to be at Western. I am, if I could sum it up, it would be that our students are one of the first considerations, not the last, when Western decides on policy that might affect students. So thank you very much.
Great, thank you.
Chair Rosenbaum, committee members, Major General Dan Hawkinson, currently live in Clackamas, Oregon, and my desire to be part of that is my better half actually graduated from Western Oregon, and so she's always been the brains of the family. But the Oregon National Guard has a long-standing relationship with Western Oregon University, with our Oregon Military Academy, which is co-located. And also Western Oregon is a big supporter, not only of the members of the Oregon National Guard, but all veterans. And I would very much like to be part of that continuation.
Great. Thank you very much for being willing to serve. And I think because we've got such a large group, if we have any questions, we'll ask them while people are in front of us. So members, do we have any questions for these three appointees? Okay, I don't see any questions for you, so we'll let you go. And just for everybody's benefit, you're welcome to stay while you're listening to other people, but you are not required to stay once you've testified. Okay, next I will call James Baumgartner and Cecilia Kuntz and Theodore Kulongoski. Welcome to the Senate Committee on Rules and Executive Appointments, and welcome back to the Capitol, Governor Kulongoski. Would you like to kick things off?
Thank you very, very much, Madam Chairman. Members of the committee, I appreciate the opportunity to be part of the process. Lane Shetterly and I were just talking, and neither of us have ever been before the committee that actually had to get you to say yes. And so we were both talking about it, and I said it's a new experience. But I want to thank you very much for the time today, and I want to serve on the Western Oregon Board very, very much. I believe in a strong university system. I support the three major universities, but I also am deeply committed to the success of the four regional universities in this state. There are challenges, but I think we can handle them. So I am trying to actually stay committed to my interest in higher education. I will just close and tell you that I may just to announce a potential conflict in that I have my sister-in-law is on the faculty at Western Oregon, and her husband, my wife's brother, so my brother-in-law is the mayor of Monmouth, and so I go down there quite a bit.
Chair Rosenbaum and members of the committee, thank you for this opportunity to meet with you senators to share a few reasons why I would like to be on this inaugural board of trustees of Western. My name is Cecilia Koontz, and as a 35-year resident of Polk County, I have followed the fortunes and long ago misfortunes of this institution. I am humbled to be in a position to help chart a course for the future of vitality and sustainability. I am also work in education. I'm the business manager of a K-12 school district, the Central School District in Monmouth Independence, and hope to hold the university to its already high standards in achieving the 40-40-20 goals that we share. I currently serve with the governor's brother-in-law. I'm a Monmouth City Councilor, and I would like to continue to nurture the partnerships that enrich both the university and my community. And finally, I'm honored to serve Oregon. I appreciate the trust that the legislature has placed in the independent governance of the universities, and I commit to help Western Oregon University live up to that trust. Thank you.
Thank you.
Madam Chair, members of the committee, my name is Jim Baumgartner. I am a 1981 graduate of Oregon College of Education, now Western Oregon University. 1980-81, I served as student body president at OCE and assisted the then college university president in transitioning from OCE to Western Oregon State College and introducing educational programs in addition to an education major. For the last several years, I have served on the Western Oregon University Foundation, and I currently chair that foundation. I've been committed to Western Oregon University for the last many years and want to remain committed and help it in its success. I think everything I owe in my life and my success dates back to my experiences at Western Oregon University or Oregon College of Education, and I look forward to giving back and supporting the university.
Great. Thank you all three for being willing to take time out of your busy lives and just stay put for a minute. And Senator Farioli.
Madam Chair, this is an aside, but in addition to having Oregon's Adjutant General in the room, I just wanted to point out that Governor Kulongoski, thank you. No other governor has shown as much deference and honor to Oregon's fallen active military as yourself. So I just wanted to thank him and point that out for the record, that almost all of those active duty men and women who were missing or killed in action were from Oregon's National Guard units. So thank you for the honor that you've done them.
Thank you. Thank you, Senator.
Thank you, Senator Farioli. Any other questions or comments? Okay. Thank you again for being here and for being willing to take this on. And next, I'll call Sophia Lamas, John Minahan, and Jeanette Moldaovic. And I probably butchered that name, but
Mladenovic.
You will correct it.
Is it Mladenovic? That's my guess.
Welcome to the Senate Rules Committee. And whoever wants to go first, just say your name and briefly why you'd like to serve.
Thank you, Chair. Senators, my name is Sophia Llamas. I was born and raised here in Salem, Oregon, and I will be entering my third year at Western Oregon University as an education major. I'm going for elementary education. I would love nothing more than to have my own classroom. Another reason why I'm here is because I would love to be on the board, mainly because I would want nothing more than to give back to a community that's given me so much. The thought of education is always hand-in-hand with success, but sometimes it's just about development. And at this community, I've developed so much through success, failure, tears, laughter, all the above. And I feel like the skills I've learned at Western will help Western once again. And I feel like I could really contribute to the board.
Thank you.
Chair Rosenbaum, my name is John Minahan. I reside in Portland, Oregon. I've been retired 3 years from Western. I was its president for 5 years, and prior to that, I came there in 1986 and served as its dean in the Arts and Sciences School and then as the provost and vice president. As a young man, I didn't think I would actually be able to think of the idea of loving an institution, but indeed I have come to love that place. It's got a lot of me in it. It's got a lot of growth and beautiful people in it, and it serves this state in ways that I think are irreplaceable. And now during this time of transition, where the rules aren't clear yet as to exactly how things are going to work, I'd like to put some of my skills back into the game and be as helpful as I can to that school as it goes ahead.
Great, thank you.
Madam Chair Rosenbaum, my name is Jeanette Mladenovic, and I am the Executive Vice President and Provost at OHSU. Western is one of our nursing schools, and as such, I've had the opportunity to learn about the unique service that Western provides to our community of students. It truly does attract a diverse community committed to the education of the future. Also, having worked on at OHSU, I understand the importance and the opportunity of an independent board and what it could mean to this school. I would truly be honored to work with these colleagues who are committed to the further development of Western.
Great. Well, thank you all three for your willingness to volunteer and take these important positions. Any questions? Okay, thank you again. And next I'll call Ivan Hurtado, Gloria Engel, and why don't the two of you come forward, and then we've got Cornelia Peraskovas. Yes. Got three chairs. Please go ahead, whoever wants to go first.
My name is Ivan Hurtado, and I am here for the Western Oregon Board of Trustees. I originally was raised and born in Oregon, Salem, Oregon, and currently reside in Hillsboro, Oregon, which is within the fastest growing area. So here I am, and I'm reflecting back on my times at university where I graduated as a undergrad with double majors, and the level of involvement and the level of support that I've seen in that university personally just makes me appreciate the value that the university can contribute and putting forth some of the initiatives that a lot of us are here for, the 40-40-20 goals, as well as furthering the education. I'm currently employed with Farmers Insurance, as well as serve as our area director for Hillsboro Young Life, and I do see the importance that education can make.
Thank you.
Hello. Good afternoon, Senators. I'm Gloria Engel. I'm a member of the Confederated Tribes of Siletz Indians, and I sit on the Tribal Council. I'm spent 30 years in education. Being on this board would allow me to continue in an avocation that I held so near and dear to my heart. Why Western Oregon University? Because states need educated people. And Western happens to serve mostly Oregonians. And a lot of them are first-generation students, just like I was for my family. So it would be a pleasure. I did start my academic career at Western, and so now I'm full circle. And I appreciate everyone and having the opportunity to speak with you a bit today.
Thank you.
Chair Rosenbaum, Senators, thank you for the opportunity to appear before you. I'm Cornelia Peraskevas. I was not born in this country. I was born in Greece, but I've lived almost my whole life here. And I'm a faculty member at Western. I've been there for 25 years. I am honored, and I was surprised to be nominated to the board because I'm truly committed to two fundamental issues that I see in higher education: access and accountability. I came from a privileged background, was always assumed I would go to college, and I did in Greece. But my students, the majority of them are first-generation students, a lot of Latino students, and we're there to mentor them, to help them, mm-hmm. provide all the resources. Truly, teaching is our number one job at Western. We want to continue to provide affordable education for them, and especially now with the dual credit programs and the transition, the 40-40-20 initiative, access is easier, but also, too, we have to be concerned about affordability. And the second issue that I'm concerned about, obviously, as faculty member, is accountability. I'm accountable when I work. I'm accountable in my daily life, and I want to contribute to this accountability to show all stakeholders what it is that investment in Western's education will buy them. I bring quite a bit of experience. I have institutional knowledge. I've been over 25 years at Western. I've been department chair, bargaining team member, senator, accreditation editor, and I also have worked extensively at the national level with standards. And I helped establish some partnerships with the state, especially the Department of Education. I would like to see Western being positioned as the go-to institution in the Valley. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you all three for being willing to serve on the, to be among the very first people to serve on a board like this and the very first for Western Oregon University. Any questions for these good folks? Okay, thanks again. And last but definitely not least, we have two more appointees to the Western Board, and they are Lane Shetterly and Lewis Taylor. And after we hear from them, we'll be moving on to the Southern Oregon University Board.
Go ahead.
All right. Thank you.
So welcome to the Senate Rules Committee, and welcome back,
Madam Chair,
former Representative of the Senate. Lane Shetterly. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for giving me the opportunity to serve as a member on the Western Oregon University Board. You know, there's not enough time for me to list all the reasons why I want to be a part of the board, but I did serve on the board from the foundation board from 2000 to 2010. And frankly, I owe just about everything that's positive in my life to Western Oregon University. It's afforded me a life that I could have never dreamed of, owning three companies. I met the love of my life nearly 19 years ago there. And you know, I've been a part of the university in many different ways, from athletics to giving to I can't even continue to tell you how long I've been entrenched in that university, but it means a lot to me. Western
Lewis, Oregon. I'm sorry to interrupt you. Apparently, we didn't get your name for the record. So
Lewis Taylor, I am so sorry.
Thanks.
Lewis Taylor, born in Portland, Oregon, live in Westland, Oregon. So with that being said, like I said, Western Oregon's given me just about everything that's good in my life, and so I owe a tremendous amount to this university, and I'm going to be here to the end. So any way that I can serve, I'll be there to serve. So thank you for the opportunity.
Great. Thank you.
Madam Chair, members of the committee, good afternoon. Lane Shetterly, attorney in private practice over in Dallas now. It's good to be here. And I just want to amend what Governor Kulongoski said. Actually, he and I have been in front of committees asking for yes before, just never something personal as this. where I've often asked for yes, not always got it, but always been received well. And thank you for today. I just want to say that renewing old friendships here today and meeting and hearing from new acquaintances who will have been appointed to serve on this board really underscores to me the honor to have been nominated and asked to serve on this. This sounds like a dynamite board, and I'm very, very impressed by the quality of it, and again, as a humbled and honored to be invited to be a part of it. My commitment to involvement with Western goes back several years. I was a student there. I graduated in 1977 or 78, depending on whether you count when I quit going to classes or when I actually matriculated. I have served on and was president of the Edgar Smith Fine Arts Series Board at Western when I was in the legislature. My very first bill that I introduced was a bill to change Western, Southern, and Eastern Oregon State Colleges to university status. Very proud to have been a major sponsor of that, and I think Senator Ferriola, I think you were co-sponsor of that bill, as I recall. Since then, in 2004, I was honored to be named Outstanding Alumni, alum for Western. It's proving that memories don't run forever. It's just been a long-term relationship that I have. Proud to have represented Western as a state representative, proud to have been a student there, proud to still live in the county in which Western is housed, and looking very much forward to being part of this board. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you. It's always great to see you back and not to be talking about the weight mile tax or any of our...
Thank you for that. Thank you for that. Thank you for that.
And thank you both, because this is clearly a remarkable group of individuals. Yeah, yeah. It sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun and important, too. Yes, Senator Farioli.
For a little clarity on the date, that was... Representative Shatterly, the last third of the last century when you graduated from Eastern Oregon University.
Yeah, I know that. Actually, I should have mentioned that I spoke once at their commencement about 8 or 9 years ago, and I said I was I graduated so long ago that I remembered when the new PE building was new. if you know Western, that's a good joke. It's ancient, and they still call it the new PE building.
And you have something in common with the PE building manager.
Oh, no.
Drop by anytime. I'm here all week.
I think we better quit while we're ahead here. Okay, well, thank you very much for being here. Thanks to everybody who is stepping up to serve on the Western Oregon University Board of Trustees, and we'll be acting on your appointment at the close of our hearing today. So I'll close this public hearing. I'd like to welcome to the dais Senator Alan Bates, who found time in his busy schedule to join us, I think, for the next group of nominees that we're about to hear for Southern Oregon.
That would
Senator
be
Bates?
Correct.
Great. Thanks for being here.
Some personal
okay, I'll
in this
open
one.
A public hearing on the following appointments to the Board of Trustees of Southern Oregon University, and I'll call you in groups of three, and the first group of three will include somebody on the telephone. So I'll call William Thorndike, who's on the phone, also Shea Washington and Filiberto Bencomo, if Shea Washington would like to come forward, as well as Filiberto Bencomo, and then we will talk to the person on the phone in just a moment.
This is my house last week. This wasn't going on.
Hey.
Takes a lot of motivation
Madam
sometimes.
Chair, William Thorndike in Minneapolis, Minnesota right now, but I would be glad to get going. Southern Oregon businessman, been involved with Southern for decades and have enjoyed it very much, and primarily look forward to serving on the board because of the importance of Southern Oregon University as an economic engine to support sustainability in Southern Oregon.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Thorndike.
Yes,
we are glad that you're willing to serve, and thank you for joining us by telephone. If you just would stand by for a moment while we hear from the other two colleagues of yours who are here in person, then we'll see if we have any questions for you. Okay, now whichever.
Actually watching you in video, so I'm watching the whole thing. It's very exciting.
I'm sure we look great.
Riveting, I'm sure.
Okay, thanks for being with us, and please go ahead.
My name's Shea Washington. Graduated from Southern Oregon in 2006. Played basketball there and paying the price still. But I'm excited about this opportunity. Southern Oregon was a school that I transferred to from Montana State, and in search of a stronger connection with my professors, and I got that and much more. I had a great time while I was there. I don't think that I sacrificed on my education by transferring or took a step down by any means, but a beautiful setting, great professors, and an opportunity to really enjoy school. So I look forward to doing whatever I can to make that an option for as many other people as possible.
Great, thank you.
Okay. Hello, my name is Filiberto Bencomo, and I was born and raised in Mexico. I came to the United States about 14 and a half years ago. I didn't speak English. I ended up going to SOU right after high school. SOU has helped me a lot. I was able to learn English through them. I got my Bachelor of Science in Health and Physical Education through them in 2007, and in 2012 I went back to get my Master's in Business Administration. I can tell you that I'm enrooted into SOU's history. My sister graduated from there. My aunt graduated from there after I did. And I can tell you that the education that SOU has offered to me has gotten me to where I am. My parents, being migrant workers, couldn't afford to have me sent to school, but they, you know, entrusted me to SOU, and now just want to pay back to the community and to the university by serving in this committee. Thank you.
Well, thank you, all three of you, for taking time to serve on this important board and be the part of the first board for Southern Oregon. Thank you for being here. Any questions for these folks? Okay, thanks again.
Thank you.
And Mr. Thorndike, thank you for joining us by phone. We'll let you get about your business, unless we do have quite a few other people to hear from this board. You don't need to stay on the phone unless you wish to. Thank you. Okay. And next I'll call Sydney DeBeer, Willie Faust, and Carolyn Henyon.
DeBeer.
The three of you would like to come forward.
That's DeBoer.
I wish it was DeBeer.
It's DeBoer.
DeBoer. Uh-huh.
DeBoer.
Okay. Thanks, Frank. Whoever wants to go first, just say your name.
Hi, Senator Rosenbaum and the committee. You have me on your list as Carolyn Henyon. Not many of my friends know me as Carolyn. I think I'm only known that to the TSA and the DMV. I go by Lynn. I have actually two homes, one in Medford and one at the wonderful ghost town of Buncombe, Oregon, which is out in the beautiful Applegate Valley. For a number of years, my late husband and I have supported scholarships at Rogue Community College, especially for single moms that needed help to move on, better themselves. The relationship between RCC, Rogue Community College, and Southern Oregon University, I think, is a historically good one. I'm most excited to be on this inaugural board of Southern Oregon University, as it's at an important crossroads, not only with the new board being formed, but with a new interim president for us and the challenges that are ahead. So I thank you for your attention.
Thank you.
Okay, Chair Rosenbaum and the rest of the committee. My name is Willie Faust. I'm much like Lynn. No one knows that my name is Willie. I go by Frank. My middle name is Franklin. So I'm really honored to be here today, and I'm excited about this opportunity to serve the community through a board position for Southern Oregon University in this inaugural board. I'm in my second term of the SOU Foundation board, and I have really come to realize through that position the value and the power of a liberal arts education, and it has caused me on many occasions to pause and remember that much of who I am and the success and any opportunity that I've enjoyed up until this point is because I had the opportunity to obtain that education. So very passionate about the future of the university, and particularly what it's going to mean for the next generation of leaders. So thank you so much for allowing me to be here today.
Thank you.
Chairman Rosenbaum and senators, thank you for allowing me the chance to serve on this important time and in this important position on the board of SOU. I'm Sydney DeBoer, not DeBeer.
Apologize for the mispronunciation.
She says, I don't know why you wanted DeBeer, but... I have a fondness, obviously, for our university. I'm the father of five children, indirectly four, and they've all attended, all but one, SOU, And one of my sons is CEO currently of Lithia Motors, which is the Oregon company that I founded. I'm currently executive chairman of that. He will be the alumni of the year this year, so it's a great honor that is being bestowed on not only him but our family. So we have a fondness for it. I've been on the foundation for I don't know how long, many, many years, and obviously it's a major charity that we donate to largely through the Sid and Karen DeBoer Foundation with Oregon Community Foundation. So we hope to make a difference. We hope to be able to help lead and find new ways to make that university even more important to our region and to the people of Oregon.
Great. Well, thank you very much. Apologize for the mispronunciation of your name, but thanks to all three of you for stepping up. I think this is going to be very exciting to be the first board members ever for Southern Oregon, and great things are happening. Any questions? Okay, thank you for being here.
Well, Frank, you're going to pay for it. I know your first name now. And we see a lot of each other at Asante, so you're going to pay.
All sorts of things can come to light at these hearings. Okay, next we'll call Paul Nicholson, Teresa Sayre, and April Sevek. If the three of you would like to come forward.
This is really an outstanding group of people. I don't even understand. It's just unbelievable. Paul was executive director of the Shakespearean Festival for 20 years. He's retired.
Welcome to the Senate Committee on Rules and Executive Appointments, and thank you for so patiently listening to all the other good folks. Whoever wants to go first, just say your name for the record and briefly tell us why you want to serve up, Paul.
Chair Rosenbaum, senators, my name is Paul Nicholson. And I live in Ashland, Oregon. For the last 35 years, I've been a resident of the Rogue Valley. Throughout that time, I've been an employee of the Oregon Shakespeare Festival, the last 17 years of which have been as executive director. So during that time, I've seen a lot of connection with the Southern Oregon University to the degree, actually, that we, under one of the presidents, we created a document that sort of recorded what those connections were, and we were all astounded how many they are. And I feel very proud of the fact that my organization has been so close to this university. I've had the chance to work with seven of the university presidents over the years. I have other connections as well with SOU, and both my wife and my daughter, my elder daughter, are graduates of the university, and I in fact taught at SOU for 12 years in the area of theater management. Been on many local, national, and regional boards, so I bring that expertise to the organization as well. I have been a member of the SOU President's Advisory Council for the last 8 years, so connected through there. And now I've fairly recently retired and have the energy and perhaps the time to continue to serve SOU. Over the years, I've taught extensively in the areas of strategic planning, budgeting, board development, and so on. And I look forward to being able to bring some of that expertise to support the organization going forward. As an aside, I just would like to note for the record that my neighbor for many years, 15 years, was the late Senator Len Hannon. And I can't help but think that he would be tickled pink at the notion of what we are doing here today.
Thank you very much.
Chair Rosenbaum, senators, I'm April Sevek. I live in Jacksonville, Oregon. I might be the oldest graduate here. I graduated from Southern Oregon University in 1969. It was the fourth college I had been to. I was the first graduating person from my family. I'm deeply committed to making sure that everyone has an opportunity to go to college. I have worked in one manner or another with the university ever since 1969. I don't think I've ever lost touch with them, and I don't intend to do so now. I intend to see us succeed. I'm deeply committed to the students. On the boards that I have served on, I try to find solutions. I don't have a specific agenda other than to represent the students and represent them and fight for them well. Thank you.
Great, thank you.
Chair Rosenbaum, senators. My name is Teresa Sayre, and I live in Medford, Oregon, but I grew up in Ashland, and I have deep ties to the university. My grandmother went to Southern Oregon Normal School and was a graduate and became a teacher. My father and my brother and myself all are graduates of Southern Oregon University. I definitely, like many have said before, am interested in giving back to the community, to the college that has given so much to myself and my family. My brother and my family still have a business in Ashland, and I am very fortunate to have gone from teaching to administration to now I am the superintendent of a small school district in Southern Oregon. My interest also is to bring the K-12 public school education perspective to the new board of Southern Oregon University. Thank you.
Great. Well, thank you all three. We're stepping up to be the inaugural members of this important board. Any questions? Okay, thanks. And we have four more people, so I think I'll call all four of you so somebody won't be sitting up by their lonesome, and one of you can just sit in the first row and then come forward. And they are Judy Shee, Dennis Slattery, Joanna Steinman, and Steve Vincent. Oh, great. We have four chairs. Perfect. Thank you for waiting so patiently, and we're eager to hear from you.
Madam Rosenbaum and members of the committee, thank you for having us here. My name is Judy Shee. My background is in psychology and in public policy, and I worked for about 20 years as a psychotherapist and clinician, and about 10 years in public policy evaluating healthcare programs around the country. My husband and I are actually newly retired and moved to Ashland. So since we moved there, we've been quite active in the community. This year, I am the co-president at the American Association for University Women, and we raised a lot of scholarship funds for women to go to SOU and RCC. I'm also serving on the board of overseers of the Huntington Library and Garden in Southern California. I'm very honored to be asked to serve at the board of trustees here at SOU. I am a strong proponent of higher education, quality higher education, and I also feel that Ashland will be a stronger, more vibrant and diverse community with a university presence. I would like to work with Dr. Saigo to reconcile college curriculum with the realities of the job market, so that when our students graduate, not only do they get a good education, but they have the skill sets to move forward. I feel honored to have this opportunity. Thank you.
Thank you.
Madam Chair, Senators, I'm Dennis Slattery. I'm faculty at SOU. I live in Ashland, and I have the distinct pleasure of having two students on this board and being joined by two bosses, Dr. Saigo and my wife, Sandra. I like so many others have said, I just owe a great deal to Southern Oregon University. I have been involved with Southern Oregon University since I was a student, starting in 1977 through the 80s and through the 90s. I was in the 20-year plan. Every time that I needed to reinvent myself or find new skills or...
Actually, you can back off a little bit from that microphone. They're really sensitive.
I'm used to being at our city council meeting where we have to almost eat the microphones. But I know I owe an awful lot to Southern Oregon University. I've been involved with it as a business leader on its boards, as a city council person. I understand its importance to our economy and to what we do there. So and as a faculty member, I just am honored and humbled to be a member and to be appointed or nominated, as I should say, to this board. And I just want to do everything I can to help this university sustain itself into the future.
Great. Thank you.
Good afternoon, Chair Rosenbaum and Senators. My name is Joanna Steinman. I live in Phoenix, Oregon. I've been a classified employee at Southern Oregon University for 22 years and currently hold the position of division assistant in one of the newly created academic divisions, humanities and culture. I'm greatly honored to have been selected to be a nominee, and thank you for this opportunity to talk with you today. I want to be on the board at SOU because I feel like I can bring, I believe I can bring a valuable perspective to the table. I am familiar with the big picture, the enormous enrollment and financial challenges that SOU has faced for decades, and in my office every day, I talk to students, to faculty, I work with offices, people in offices all across campus. I'm on the ground, I work with the other staff people and administrators, and I know how things work there. And I really want to be able to bring that experience and knowledge to the table and help SOU move forward and be the stellar institution I know that it can be again. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
Chair Rosenbaum and members of the committee, I'm Steve Vincent. I'm a resident of Medford. I have an undergraduate and an MBA from Southern Oregon University and also sit on the President's Advisory Board. It's quite an honor to be here. I'll take you down a little bit of memory lane. You all remember Eldon Johnson. I know several of you served with him. And I came here in early 1991 at the young, impressionable age of 20 to work upstairs on the House side for somebody that I know we all respect. And he embodied, I think, a type of public service and a civic duty that is rare. I think it's rare among a lot of people, but, you know, common in the legislature. And as I watched him over an eight-year period from the 91 session until he term limited out in 98, I came to really sort of honor and respect, deeply respect what he represented in community service. And I hope to emulate him in some ways. And so some 20 years ago, I'm surprised to be sitting here in this position considering, and I remember you, Senator Starr, we were just a couple of doors down from each other as a couple of little kids here in the building, practically. So I'm honored for the service and look forward to making a contribution to Southern Oregon University in this capacity.
Great. Well, thank you. Welcome back to the Capitol, and thank you all for taking the time to take on this important responsibility. It seems like you're going to have a great group of colleagues, and it's going to be a very exciting job at a challenging time. Any questions? Senator Bates?
Just a quick comment, if I could.
Yes.
This is really an outstanding group of people. When we saw the list and went through it, Peter, Representative Buckley and I did, we first couldn't believe you're all willing to do this. Thank you. I know you really are going to put your hearts into it. I really want to be honest about something, too. Southern University needs to make changes, needs to move forward, needs to increase its enrollment. These people get it. They know it. And I think they can lead this university where it needs to go. And I have great confidence in them. And I want to tell you, I appreciate every one of you stepping up and being willing to do this and work on a volunteer basis to move this university forward. I also like to point out that our new president's in the room. I'd like to have him, if he'd be kind enough to stand up, Roy Sega. Thank you. He is... been a breath of fresh air on the campus. I'll tell you one quick story, and then I'll get out of here. He arrives on campus, and Roy, correct me if I'm wrong about this. He arrives on campus, and there's a big map there that says, you know, where everything is. He doesn't know where his office is yet. He's brand new. And he gets looking at it and realizes he doesn't know where he is on the map. So he calls up his secretary and says, I want you to come down here and mark this map so I can do the you are here thing, you know. And the response he gets is, well, we can't do that. That's facilities and that's, you know, committees. And he goes, no, you come down here and mark this now. And that's the kind of changes we need at that university, that we're really oriented taking care of people on campus the way they should be taken. He spends most of his time so far since he's been here walking the streets of Ashland and walking on campus, talking to students and faculty. We've never seen that before. So it's a fresh breath of fresh air for us. This board's going to move us forward. I know we'll be successful. I want 2 more years, by the way, for the board, but we'll talk about that later.
Okay, thank you for your comments, Senator Bates. Anybody else? Okay, I want to thank all of the appointees and also congratulate Dr. Roy-Sinko and thank him for being here with us today. So that completes our group of nominees for the Board of Trustees of Southern Oregon University, and I'll close that public hearing. We'll be acting on your appointments shortly at the close of the hearing. Everybody's here. We have her on. Okay, so next I'll open a public hearing on the following appointments to the Board of Trustees of Eastern Oregon University. Yeah. And should we take this one person first?
Yes, yeah. We have to call 2 people.
Okay, we actually have 2 people who are going to join us by phone. We can only take them 1 at a time, so let's do that first, and we'll start with Elsie Prager-Galler. Hi, is this Elsie Prager-Galler?
Yes.
Hi, this is Senator Dianne Rosenbaum here in the Capitol. I'm the chair of the Senate Committee on Rules and Executive Appointments. We're here, and I have just opened a hearing on the appointment of you and the other group of nominees to the Board of Eastern Oregon. And here with me are our vice chair of our committee, Senator Ted Ferrioli, and our other members, Senator Lee Beyer, Senator Bruce Starr, and Senator Ginny Burdick. So, Elsie, if you could just say your name again for the record, and then briefly tell us why you want to serve on this board.
Hi, hello. My name is Elsie Prager-Galler, and I'm from Multnomah County. And I've been nominated to serve on the Eastern Oregon University Governing Board. I received my associate's degree from Mounted Community College, and I'm starting work on my bachelor's in elementary education at Eastern Oregon University this fall. And I'd like to serve on this Board of Trustees because I want to represent the voice of students on my campus and help define a plan for future years of this new campus and get the experience of learning more about education from those who have been in educational leadership who are going to be on the board as well.
Okay, well, thank you very much for accepting this responsibility. Did we have any questions for Elsie Prager-Galler? Okay, I think we'll let you go because we do have another person that we need to call who's also going to appear by phone. So thank you very much, and we'll act on your appointment at the close of our hearing today.
All right, thank you so much.
And next, and these folks are all here in the room, I'll call Rondell Brown, Richard Chaves, and Tom Insko. And I bet that was Chavez, but...
Chaves.
Well, okay, please say your name and tell us a little about yourself.
Hey, Chair Rosenbaum, Senators, my name's Rondell Brown. And I guess this is the day for name change. I go by Ray. And in fact, our former president, Dixie Lund, said, "That's your first name?" So I'm a faculty member at Eastern, but my roots are a little deeper than that. My wife earned her master's degree at Eastern. Our son graduated from Eastern, and my grandchild is talking to me now about coming to Eastern. This is a wonderful opportunity, I think, for me to have been nominated for this particular board. I know that there are some difficult things that we have to look at, but I also think that there are opportunities that we have out there that are untouched also, and I'm looking forward to this opportunity to work with my colleagues, work with the other board members, and work with the community. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good afternoon, Chair Rosenbaum and senators on the committee. My name is Richard Chaves. I go by Richard. actually, my mom, one of my school teachers tried to change it to Dick, and my mom wouldn't allow that. So I appreciate the opportunity to be here today, and it's an honor to be nominated for Eastern Oregon University Governance Board. I want to be on the board because My wife and I own our 30-year company, and we made a decision about 15 years ago that we wanted to spend the remainder of our careers doing things where we felt like we could make a difference. And we feel like this board is an opportunity to really make a difference. And I believe that what I can bring to the board is my experience in business, understanding of creating and maintaining a fiscally responsible business, which Eastern Oregon University is, and take care of our customers, which in this case are the students. I was born in Eastern Oregon. I'm third generation Oregonian. I graduated from Eastern Oregon University, and I currently serve as the chair of the finance committee for the Eastern Oregon University Foundation. So thank you for the opportunity to serve on this, and I'm looking forward to it.
Thank you.
Chair Rosenbaum, members of the committee, my name's Tom Insko. I'm from La Grande, Oregon. My connection to EOU goes back probably before I was born, quite candidly, when my parents moved to La Grande, Oregon, as my dad was a football coach and basketball coach. My experience continued on by going to Micronesia, where Eastern was fulfilling one of its many regional, I would say broader than regional, missions at that time, taking education to Micronesians. I'm a graduate of EOU. Got to live out my dream of playing college basketball there. And was one of the fortunate kids that was able to come back to Eastern Oregon after going off and getting a graduate degree and starting my career and having come back to La Grande a couple of times. And in every case, I've always wanted to be connected to EOU because of what it provided to me, and I think I can provide something back to it. In fact, I feel like that is an obligation of mine given what was contributed to me. I'm currently the area manager for Boise Cascade, the biggest employer in Union County. It provides a great opportunity for me to both bridge my passion for the university and the future that I see for it, but also the realism of business and the challenges that that brings. And I think this new governing model that we have before us really presents a great opportunity for this university and, candidly, the other universities to really develop new models as education faces new challenges going forward. And so I look forward to being part of that solution. Thank you.
Great. Well, thanks to all three of you for taking this on. Do we have any questions for these folks? Okay, thanks again. And I'll call the next four people, all of whom are in the room, and then we'll also add somebody on the phone. And they are Holly Kerfoot, Dixie Lund, George Mendoza, and Jerry Pratton. I believe all four of you are here. If you'd like to come forward. And then we'll call Patricia Todd, who's going to be joining us by phone. Hi, is this Patricia Todd?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Patricia. This is Senator Dianne Rosenbaum, Chair of the Senate Committee on Rules and Executive Appointments. We have just called a group of appointees to the Board of Trustees for Eastern Oregon University. So there are four people sitting with us here in the hearing room. And on our committee are other senators, our Vice Chair, Senator Ted Ferrioli from Ontario, and Senator Brewster from Hillsborough, and out of the room at the moment. Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't see her. She leaned back. Senator Jenny Burdick.
No, I was going to correct you. Portland. He's from John Day.
From John Day. Uh-oh. I'm sure he would have told me that. And Senator Lee Byers out of the room at the moment, but he's from Springfield and will be joining us shortly. So I think, Patricia, since you're on the phone, we'll let you go first. And if you would just say your name and very briefly tell us why you would like to serve on the board for Eastern Oregon University.
Okay. My name is Patricia Hinton Todd. I've worked at the university since March of 2008. And prior to that, I have about 18 years experience as a federal civil servant. I was a civil engineering technician for the Wallowa Whitman National Forest. So pretty much the majority of my career, I've been a civil servant in one capacity or the other. I love Eastern Oregon University. I've been a non-traditional student there as well as an employee. I was a student from 2002 to 2004. I just have been a member of the union, the SEIU 503 union, since I started at Eastern, and I've been a vice president of the union for two terms now. And I just feel like I'm prime candidate to represent SEIU employees and the administrative staff employees of Eastern. And I'm really excited to be even nominated to be on the board, because I feel like we have to change our direction, because if we don't, we're probably going to end up where we're going, and we're going broke. So.
Okay, well, thank you for being willing to serve in this important position, the first members of this inaugural board. You're welcome to stay on the phone if you'd like to hear the other appointees. We're about to hear from them in person. Do you want to stay on?
I think I'll go ahead and let you cut me loose.
Great. Okay, thank you, and enjoy your day.
All right, thank you so much.
Okay, and last but not least, we're eager to hear from all of you.
Okay. Start. Thank you, Chair Rosenbaum and Vice Chair Ferrioli and the other members of the committee. My name is Dixie Lund, and I am from LeGrand. And as my friend John Minahan mentioned from Western, he had a love affair with Western. Well, I've had over a 40-year love affair with Eastern Oregon University. And I care very deeply about its contributions, not just to the students on campus or the communities of Eastern Oregon, but really across the nation because of its vast distance education program that I was fortunate enough to work in for about 25 years. And I'm really hoping that my experience and the vision that I may have and the talents that I may have can contribute to a very promising future for the university and for the communities of Eastern Oregon and the students that it serves. Thank you.
Great, thank you.
Chair Rosenbaum, senators, I want to thank you for the opportunity and honor to be here today. I'm Jerry Pratton. I'm from Hermiston, Oregon. I'm a nominee to be on the Eastern Board. It's been kind of fun to be here, actually, today, learning several little things. Dixie and I got our doctorate together and went through the program, so it's good to see Dixie today. You had a gentleman over here from Western who talked about being the student body president in 1981. Well, I got him beat. I was the student body president at Western in 1966. Which makes me ancient. So anyway, it's been fun to listen to people and learn some things here too. I've had 40 years, actually well over 40 years in education in this state. Started my teaching career in 1967 in Tigard, Oregon. I've been a principal and a teacher. I've been a superintendent of four different districts. When I say it sounds like that, maybe I can't hold a job. But it's been really an honor to be in those various districts. And I've learned a lot about governing and about education. There's both education and the business of education, and they're both important. And when you look at Eastern Oregon University, I have a real commitment to education, as you can see, for having been in it for so long in this state. And I think we have a real critical time ahead of us, and I look forward to that. I think that I really believe in the regional university system, and I think that Eastern really represents well our part of the state, because time and distance are an issue for opportunity and access, and those are the two words I've always lived by, and I really believe that's pretty important. So I appreciate the opportunity. I look forward to the challenges, and thank you for your time today.
Thank you.
Good afternoon, Chair Rosenbaum and senators. My name is Holly Kerfoot, and I'm from Fruitland, Idaho. I live right on the border between Oregon and Idaho and right near Ontario. And yes, I can see Oregon from my house. It's an honor to be here today, and I am passionate about Eastern Oregon University. About 30 years ago, I graduated with a degree in business economics from the distance program, one of the first programs out of Treasure Valley Community College, and that program there. And so I saw the opportunity. I saw those advantages to just what Eastern can provide in the region for people like me that might not have otherwise got a chance to get my degree in a more traditional route. I went back to LeGrand with my husband, and my very first first job with my spanking new degree was as an admissions counselor for Eastern Oregon University. Perfect job. I got to travel all around the state and tell everybody what a great college experience I had. I'm still doing that 30 years later, not as an admissions counselor anymore, but I get to travel, hear people tell me about their experience at Eastern Oregon University, and I tell them about mine. And the difference is, Eastern is unique, and that's where we shine. We give people opportunities that they may not otherwise have. And I really feel strongly about this university and what it has to offer, and I want to do all I can to try and serve and be a part of it as it goes forward. Thank you.
Thank you.
Madam Chair, Rosenbaum, members of the Senate. So my name is George Mendoza. I live in Richland, Washington, but I work in Morrow County School District in Morrow County, Oregon. Most of my work career has been in Eastern Oregon. I attended Eastern from 1992 to 1997. It was one of the best experiences I've ever had in my life. It's where I met my wife. It's where I made many lifelong friends and many connections into Eastern Oregon. I was born in Mexico, migrant background, didn't have a family that could share with me the ins and outs of higher education or even the public school system. And there was a lot of people at Eastern Oregon that nurtured me, connected with me, helped me, supported me so that I would graduate and take care of my family. So I want to give back as much as I can. I've been an administrator now. I'm in my 14th year. I've been in education. This is my 19th year. I've been a teacher. I've been an assistant principal. I've been an athletic director. I've been a principal, and now I'm an assistant superintendent. I've been working with the Blue Mountain Early Learning Hub, and I have a family and a background that's also in early education. I am a member of COSA's executive board. So I have a lot of ideas about early education to public school education going into higher education. So I'm very interested in serving on the board, and I'm honored to be here.
Great. Well, you are an impressive group, everybody who's spoken for this first ever Board of Trustees for Eastern. I'm pretty wowed by all of you. And does anybody have any questions or comments for these folks? Okay. Good. Well, thank you for being here today. Thank you for taking on this responsibility. And I'll we're completed with that board, and I'll close the public hearing, and I will open a public hearing on the following appointments to the Board of Trustees for the Oregon Institute of Technology. We'll call you in, I guess, groups of three. Jeremy Brown, Melissa Saran, and Lisa Graham are first. Good afternoon. Thanks for waiting so patiently, and welcome to the Senate Rules Committee.
Thank you. Good afternoon. Chair Rosenbaum and members of the Senate Rules and Executive Appointments Committee. For the record, my name is Dr. Jeremy Brown. I'm the president of Portland Community College. And as you probably know, PCC is the largest institution of post-secondary higher education in the state of Oregon, and the 19th largest community college in the nation. We serve just under 90,000 students, and as such, with the various partnerships that we have with K-12 and four-year institutions, play an integral role in the state's ambitious 40-40-20 plan. I'm honored to be nominated by Governor Kitzhaber to be amongst the first cohort of trustees for Oregon Tech. As you've probably surmised, I'm not from Oregon. I was born in Manchester, England, to my parents, a millwright and a special education teacher. I was educated in England. I have my doctorate in experimental nuclear physics and came to the United States quite a while ago, just after the dinosaurs died away. And I had a faculty position at Princeton University. I was an administrator at both Yale University and also at Princeton University, vice president at the College of Technology in the State University of New York in Canton, New York. And then most recently, president of Edinburgh University in Pennsylvania and president of Dowling College in Long Island, New York. This is the start of my second year as president of PCC, and I'm really delighted to be in a state which really is innovative in terms of its thoughts about the future of higher education. I'm delighted to be part of that. I do believe that the future for higher education in the state of Oregon is predicated a lot on partnerships, partnerships with K through 12, partnerships with businesses and employers, and partnerships with four-year institutions. As such, we're delighted at PCC to have partnerships with Oregon Tech in terms of dual enrollment, 2+2 programs, and articulation agreements. And I believe that this partnership can benefit from further input and overlap between PCC and Oregon Tech. So I'm delighted to be here today, and I'm delighted to be able to have the opportunity to serve on the board of Oregon Tech. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Chair Rosenbaum and Senators. I appreciate your time today and the opportunity to talk about why I would like to support Oregon Tech on this board. Maybe to start, my name is Lisa Graham, and I'm from Bend. And I've been part of our school system for a long time, both as a student and as a professional. As a student, I'm a graduate of Corvallis High School. I had both my bachelor's and my PhD from Oregon State University. In my professional life, I've worked in a series of fields, including pharmaceuticals and specialty chemicals. I'm now currently chief scientist at a company in Bend called Paradigm and InLink. I run a family business with my husband called Black Canyon Woodworks. And so as part of those, I guess, the industry experience, I've also found myself as part of the ETIC organization, so the Engineering Technology Industry Council, and more recently the Governor's STEM Council for investment in that area. So what drives me to want to serve on Oregon Tech's board is if you kind of look through the overlap of the industry and the education, our state needs more of the graduates that Oregon Tech is providing. And I see an opportunity to really get behind that polytechnic kind of institute in our state. And I've been part of the President Advisory Council for Oregon Tech for a number of years now and been very impressed with seeing not just trying to keep up, but actually taking some risks, frankly, to start some new programs to get out ahead. And I think if I can help support that further, I would like to. So thank you.
Great, thank you. Please go ahead.
Thank you, Chair Rosenbaum, Vice Chair Ferrioli, and members of the committee. My name is Melissa Cerrone, and I'm from Klamath Falls, Oregon. I am currently a student at Oregon Tech, majoring in business management, accounting, and will be graduating in the spring of 2016. I'm interested in serving the board because I would like to further support my university in achieving Oregon education goals. Through this position, I believe that I'll be able to provide a student's perspective and also use my experience on serving in previous local boards in Klamath Falls to also implement my understanding of board procedures as well. I thank you today for giving me the opportunity to introduce myself to you all and also speak about my interest in further supporting my university. Thank you.
Thanks very much, Melissa. And I see a couple of very proud-looking people that were sitting with you. Are those by any chance your parents?
Yes, they are. Marcus
family? Yeah. Well, welcome. Thanks for being here. You must be very proud of your daughter. And we are very proud of all three of you and your willingness to serve in this important inaugural board. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Any other questions? Okay. Great. Okay, we'll let you go, and next we'll call Dana Henry, Kathleen Hill, and Kelly Minchie Morris.
Good afternoon, Chair Rosenbaum and Senators of the Committee. My name is Dana Henry, and I am from Klamath Falls, born and raised. Took off to pursue a bachelor's degree at the University of Nevada, and then went to Michigan to pursue my graduate degree, getting an MBA in strategic management, and then returned home to Klamath Falls. I currently work at Oregon Tech as the scheduling coordinator in the registrar's office, the assistant volleyball coach, and the NAIA eligibility officer. So I get to work with a lot of different students and faculty and administrators on a regular basis in see how important Oregon Tech is to the Klamath Falls community, the athletes, and what they get when they graduate from Oregon Tech.
It's a wonderful message that we get to send to our recruits. I have a long-standing special place for Oregon Tech. My mom graduated from Oregon Tech 31 years ago and served as an adjunct faculty member when I was a really young child, and I got to take advantage of the high school transition program, completing a term of college before pursuing my education. So I'm greatly honored to sit in front of you today to potentially be a member of the first Board of Trustees for Oregon Tech.
Thanks very much, and please go ahead.
Chair Rosenbaum and Senators, I'm Kelly Minty Morris. I live in Klamath Falls, and recently I was campaigning for public office. I was campaigning for Klamath County Commissioner, and on the campaign trail, I made a promise that if I were elected, I would really work to strengthen the relationship between Klamath County as a whole and the community and Oregon Tech, because at times in the past, it seemed as though Oregon Tech was a little disconnected from the rest of the community, and I just saw the potential to leverage the strengths of Oregon Tech to better help the county, and then also leverage the resources in the county to better help Oregon Tech grads stay and invent things and become entrepreneurs. And recently, I was successful in the election and recently elected, and one of my most trusted political advisors explained to me that when you make a campaign promise, and I don't know if y'all have heard this as well, you're actually supposed to keep it. So I'm working to do that by hopefully serving on this board. I was really excited to be nominated and just really appreciate your time here today.
Thank you.
Thank you. Good day, Chair Rosenbaum, and I don't know how close to get to this, and the rest of the committee members. I appreciate meeting all of you today. My name is Kathleen Hill. I live in the small community of Chiloquin, Oregon, in Klamath County. I was born there. Many generations have been born there before me, and I'm an elected member of the Klamath Tribal Council. I'm excited about the possibility of serving on OIT's Board of Trustees because I am excited about the difference that OIT is making in our community. A lot of our tribal employees, both Native and non-Native, are OIT graduates. I have had the opportunity to see the strong education background they have. And I'm also very excited because of the sustainable technology that Oregon Institute of Technology is in, that path that they're embarking on. I think that it's critical to our future to have such innovative thinking going on, and that it will make a difference with a lot of the challenges that we're facing. So those are the reasons I would like to be on the board. Thanks again for taking time for all of us.
Great. Well, thanks to all three of you for stepping forward to take this on, and I think it'll be an exciting opportunity, and you certainly are going to have some great people to work with. Any comments or questions? Okay, we'll let you go, and then we will call our final three appointees to the OIT board, and they are Celia Nunez Flores, Dan Peterson, and Stephen Sliwa. The three of you would like to bring things home. Welcome.
Well, thank you, Chair Rosenbaum and Vice Chair Farioli and members of the committee. I'm Celia Nunez, and it's a pleasure to be with you today, be nominated by Governor Kitzhaber and supported by President Maples. I live in Wilsonville, Oregon, and I just recently served as a city council member for Wilsonville for 6 years and city council president for the last two of those years. And it was during this term that I had the pleasure of being a part of a team to welcome Oregon Tech to the city of Wilsonville and have their campus established there. As we all know, they are a pillar of the Klamath Falls community, but they are now based in our community and are very much a big part of what happens in Wilsonville. I also have had the pleasure of serving on the President's Advisory Committee these last few years, and both of these opportunities have allowed me to develop a strong collaboration with local community colleges and the high school to encourage students to consider Oregon Tech as a viable opportunity for them. As a very proud Latina as well, it's also vital that more Latinos enter the field of technology and health careers. And as a member of the Oregon Tech Board of Trustees, I intend to encourage everyone, in particular members of the Latino community, to continue their education and consider Oregon Tech a viable option for them as well. I'm excited and look forward to serving Oregon Tech Board. Thank you.
Thank you.
Chair Rosenbaum, Senators, my name is, it's a pleasure to meet with you today. My name is Dan Peterson. I am from Klamath Falls, or live in Klamath Falls, Oregon, and I'm a faculty member at Oregon Tech. My background is in the study of communication and specifically small group and team interaction. I have a great passion for Oregon Tech, and it's something that I gained very early on in my career as a faculty member there because of its emphasis on intimate hands-on learning and collaboration with students and faculty. And I look forward to and hope to play a role during this important transition time for Oregon Tech as it moves into having its own board. Some of my qualifications that you should be aware of are I have served as Faculty Senate President at Oregon Tech, and while serving as Faculty Senate President, one of the things I began to understand was the importance of shared governance on our campus, and look forward to hopefully having opportunities to do some of that as well as a member of the committee. Also, I helped to manage some of the faculty uncertainty associated with some of the changes in the education across the state of Oregon. And as part of also as part of my role as Faculty Senate President, I also worked effectively not only with faculty and students and staff, but also with our administration in accomplishing several goals. Klamath Falls is a great town, and as is an Oregon Tech is a great school. And one of the things I like about these two places is that it's the first place that I've lived in my life where I really felt a desire and need to make a difference in the community, and serving as a member of the board will help me to do that, and I look forward to doing so. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hello, Senator Rosenbaum and the committee. Probably my biggest claim to fame is I'm the last one today. So I'm going to write this one down for my record. I actually live in White Salmon, Washington, but that's actually
Could
in the
just-
gorge.
Say your name for the record.
Oh, Steve Sliwa. I live in the White Salmon, Washington, which is in the Columbia River Gorge. And most of us in the gorge believe that we're dual citizens between Washington and Oregon. And my education is I have an undergraduate master's and PhD in engineering from Princeton and Stanford, and I went back for a business degree at Stanford. I started my career at NASA and was involved in a number of technology businesses. Most recently, I was the CEO of In Situ, which was the drone company in the Gorge that we grew up and sold to Boeing. And while I was at In Situ, I hired a number of Oregon Tech graduates and became familiar with the school and was pretty interested in their ability to contribute. And I think one way I can help Oregon Tech is previously I took out time when I was president of Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University, which is a little bit bigger than Oregon Tech but has a similar student body who's very focused on making a difference in technical careers. And I think I can bring perspective from a private institution that had to live on tuition to help Oregon Tech grow forward. Thank you.
Thank you. Well, thanks to all three of you for stepping up, and I think it's going to be exciting, important, and fun too. Clearly you're part of a great group of people.
Thank you.
And that completes our appointees to the Board of Trustees of Oregon Institute of Technology. So I'll close this public hearing. Members, we have one more person that we skipped over when we started earlier this afternoon. Is going to be joining us by phone, and then we'll be moving into our work session. And so we'll wait just a minute till the phone rings. Good afternoon. Is this Joseph DeWine?
Yes, indeed.
Good afternoon. This is Senator Dianne Rosenbaum, Chair of the Senate Committee on Rules and Executive Appointments. I am about to open a public hearing on your appointment to the Respiratory Therapist and Polysomnographic Technologist Licensing Board. With me here in the Capitol are our Vice Chair, Senator Ted Ferrioli, as well as our members, Senators Lee Beyer, Senator Bruce Starr, and Senator Jenny Burdick. You are our very last appointee to hear from today. So we'd just like you to say your name again for the record and then tell us very briefly why you would like to serve on this board.
Sure. Thank you, Chair Rosenbaum and Senators. My name is Joseph Duan. I'm from Beaver Creek, Oregon. Briefly, I'm the retired director of respiratory care for Kaiser Permanente in the Northwest region, which included respiratory therapy and polysomnography. I started my career as a teacher. I later became a manager, and in retirement, I've gone back to teaching as a retirement job. I'm now teaching for a national company preparing respiratory therapists and polysomnography technicians for national board exams. And if you looked at my information, you know I'm board certified in multiple areas of respiratory care, and I'm dually credentialed in polysomnography, so I have expertise in both areas. My reason for requesting the appointment is I would like to use my knowledge and expertise to give back to the community, and I'd also like to advocate for Oregonians when they become patients. I've always been a patient advocate. So that's a brief summary. Are there any questions for me?
Do we have any questions for Mr. Duan? Okay, I don't see any questions for you, so we'll be acting on your appointment shortly, and thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you very much. Bye now.
Bye-bye. Okay, so that completes our hearing. I'll close that public hearing, and members just... bear with me for just a moment. Okay. Okay, members, I am opening a work session and moving the following appointments and reappointments to the following boards and commissions to the Senate floor with the recommendation that they be confirmed en bloc. And bear with me because this is a long list. Thomas Beiler as the Director of the Department of Water Resources, Maida Lofsgaarden as the Executive Director of the Oregon Watershed Enhancement Board, Heather Crow Martinez, Dwight Holton, and C. Lane Borg to the Alcohol and Drug Policy Commission, Michelle Vlocking and Stephen Ying to the Commission on Asian and Pacific Islander Affairs, Carol Colamore and Musse Olau to the Commission on Black Affairs, Drew Aldrich, Pratik Dojari, and Scott McCallum to the Commission for the Blind, Blake Alexander, Eric Anderson, and Kenneth Hill to the Board of Boiler Rules, Gregory Nelson to the Building Code Structures Board, Paul Romanek and Amber Reed to the State Board of Chiropractic Examiners, Rob Bovet to the Oregon Criminal Justice Commission, Yadira Martinez to the Oregon Board of Dentistry, Stephanie Elliott and Wendy Smith to the State Board of Direct Entry Midwifery, Rondell Brown, Richard Chavez, Tom Insko, Holly Kerfort, Dixie Lund, George Mendoza, Elsie Prager-Galler, Jerry Pratton, and Patricia Todd to the Board of Trustees of Eastern Oregon University, Heather Cordy and Jamie Sorensen to the Oregon Educators Benefits Board, John Mollis to the Energy Facility Siting Council, Mary McKay and Christina Perry to the Fair Dismissal Appeals Board, Robert Weber to the State Fish and Wildlife Commission, Sybil Ackerman Munson and Gary Springer to the State Board of Forestry, Laura Maffei to the Governing Board of the State Department of Geology and Mineral Industries, Johanna Hooper to the Oregon Government Ethics Commission, Suzanne Funkhauser to the Oregon Health and Science University Board of Directors, Juan Hernandez to the Commission on Hispanic Affairs, Kylie Milne to the Home Care Commission, Corbett Monica, Justin Ottman, and Iris Sexton to the Oregon State Hospital Advisory Board, Tammy Bainey, Michael Fieldman, and Marissa Madrigal to the State Housing Council, Judy Edwards to the Commission on Judicial Fitness and Disability, Barton Epperwine to the Land Conservation and Development Commission, Michael Holston and Melissa Ryan to the Land Use Board of Appeals, Angeline Pierce to the Lane District, to the Lane Transit District Board, Aletha Bonebrook to the Trustees of the State Library, Lindsay McGrath to the Oregon Board of Licensed Professional Counselors and Therapists, Jay Winchester to the Mechanical Board, Wayne Lembler and Kelly Solberg to the Board of Medical Imaging, John Holloway and Charles Plybun to the Oregon Ocean Policy Advisory Council, Maureen Ober, Jill Rissey, and Bonnie Thompson to the Oregon Patient Safety Commission Board of Directors, Christine Schutt to the State Board of Pharmacy, Jennifer Wood to the Physical Therapist Licensing Board, James Martin to the Board of Commissioners of the Oregon International Port of Coos Bay, Peter Grover to the State Board of Psychologist Examiners, Jackie Betts, William Geiger, David Jones, Douglas Kollermeyer, and Michael Reese to the Board on Public Safety Standards and Training, Kelly Brashears to the Residential Facilities Advisory Committee, Joseph DeWan to the Respiratory Therapist and Polysomnographic Technologist Licensing Board, Filberto Bencomo, Sid DeBear, Willie Faust, Carolyn Henyon, Paul Nicholson, Teresa Syrie, April Sevchik, Judy Shai, Dennis Slattery, Joanna Steinman, Stephen Vincent, William Thorndike, and Adam Washington to the Board of Trustees of Southern Oregon University, Maurice Romming, Jeff Stone, and Jennifer Olam to the Board of Directors of the State Accident Insurance Fund Corporation, Alexander Robin Wallinger and Rory Schmick to the Sustainability Board, Jeremy Brown, Melissa Saron, Lisa Graham, Dana Henry, Kathleen Hill, Kelly Minty Morris, Celia Nunez Flores, Dan Peterson, and Stephen Sliwa to the Oregon Institute of Board of Trustees of Technology, Thomas Sukahara to the Oregon Tourism Commission, Jaime Arredondo, James Baumgartner, Marshall Guthrie, Daniel Hawkinson, Ivan Hurtado, Gloria Engel, Cecilia Kuntz, Ted Kulongoski, Sophia Lamas, John Minahan, Jeanette Muldenovich, Cornelia Parascavas, Lane Shetterly, and Lewis Taylor to the Board of Trustees of Western Oregon University, and Aida Aranda and James Denham to the Workers' Compensation Management Labor Advisory Committee. Members, that is our on block motion. Is there any discussion on the motion?
I missed a name there. Do you mind?
We'll talk.
Yeah.
Okay.
Madam Chair.
Yes, Senator Farioli.
It's bone break.
Bone break.
Yes. Okay. And Madam Chair, I so move. I'm not going to repeat that.
Thank you, Senator Farioli. And members, is there any objection to the motion? Hearing none, the motion carries. And all these great folks who have been so patient and so impressive move to our Senate floor with a be confirmed recommendation that will be taken up on Wednesday at our full Senate floor session. Senator Starr, are you willing to
Absolutely.
Step up and carry
Yes.
the motion? Great. And
I'll fumble some of those names, too. No, I won't. I have great staff. They'll tell me how to say those names.
That's right. I'm sure you'll do a great job. Okay, and we have one more motion, members. I move the appointment and reappointment of Alan Contreras and Kathleen Sendall to the Teacher Standards and Practices Commission. With the recommendation that they be confirmed. Is there discussion?
Yes,
Senator Farioli.
Madam Chair, I sincerely appreciate your consideration in separating these nominations. It's almost assuredly exclusively for my predilection for communicating my angst about Teacher Standards and Practices Commission to the director and whoever else might be listening in the governor's office. So I appreciate it very much. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Farioli. Any further discussion? Okay, seeing none, Zoe, would you please call the roll?
Senator Byers.
Aye.
Senator Burdick.
Aye.
Senator Starr.
Aye.
Vice Chair Ferriola.
Aye.
Chair Rosenbaum.
Aye. And the motion carries. And we do need a carrier for this appointment and reappointment. Do we have a volunteer?
I'll do it. Shoot, why not?
Yeah. You want to carry that one, too?
One? No one else is volunteering.
I would have volunteered, Madam Chair, but I don't think you'd appreciate it.
Perhaps not the best choice.
Okay.
All right. So we'll have Senator Starr carry both motions on the floor. And thank you, members, for sitting here patiently. And thank you very much to all of our wonderful people who've come forward to serve on these important inaugural university boards and everyone else who appeared today. Members, with nothing further to come before us, we are adjourned. Before us, we are adjourned. Nothing further to come.